much about.
So get ready, everyone, because you are all about to go through hell together.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Hey, Bean, you are absolutely right. It is indeed daylight saving time. So I say daylight saving time. And when other people say daylight savings time, I shut the f*** up because it doesn't affect me in any way.
Why? Why would you do this? What did I ever do to any of you to make you say those incredibly hurtful things?
Clippers or Lakers?
Go Lakers.
Lakers all the way.
Lakers. Yes, the correct answer is Clippers.
And now,
Dave, the King of Mexico. Period. Dave. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Dave, the King of Mexico.
Our feature presentation.
Woo! Paribas!
No.
48 hours.
What happened? Where's the Dundiest El Monkey?
I don't know. We've not heard anything.
Nothing. No word, huh?
Nope.
So, Muggs, you made it in. You're there on time.
I'm here.
Lisa, you're there.
Yep, I'm here. Chip's
anyone
here.
Anyone take the same roads as Kevin?
Yeah, I take the same roads as Kevin, but I take them about probably like 20, 30 minutes earlier than
yeah.
He does.
So it's possible there was some mishap later.
There could be.
Or,
I should probably know.
Or dead.
I think that's an excellent guess. I think he is likely dead. All right. Well, we'll give him a minute and see. In the meantime, before we get started on today's All-New Kevin and Bean Show, we do have a fascinating yet creepy story out of Africa. I don't know if it is creepy or not. Lisa, you're going to have to help me decide whether this is creepy or not. Now, from the headline, I think you'll be inclined to say yes, but then let's hear the details. 9-year-old South African boy marries elderly woman is the headline.
Okay.
This is a woman who is in her 60s. She is the mother of 5. She's in the news this week because she just renewed her marriage vows with a 9-year-old boy in a wedding ceremony in South Africa. Her name is Helen Shabangu. His name is Senel Maselela. This is their second ceremony. Like, they got married last July 12th. They got married again to renew their vows this July 12th. According to this story, the boy said that his dead ancestors told him to marry the woman.
And
that's
she
why
was
he's
cool
doing
with
it.
That?
She accepted that that was his faith, that that was the wish of the elders, and she went along with it. And this article is very clear to say the second ceremony took place because the boy wanted to make it official, although both, I don't know what makes it more official than the wedding last year, it doesn't say that. Members of both families have made it clear that the marriage was not legally binded, the two do not live together, and they do not have sex. So it seems fairly harmless, right?
It seems very harmless.
I mean, the creep factor for us is thinking about there being some sort of a what we would consider an inappropriate relationship between this old woman and this young boy. But if none of that is going on, then maybe no harm, no foul.
She seems more like a nice aunt.
She seems like somebody who's just going along with the ancient spirits.
Yeah.
But here she is in a wedding dress, and he is wearing a little shiny silver suit, and she is kissing him at their wedding ceremony with friends and family all around. By the way, this second ceremony, and I don't have any idea what the financial details are of this family, if this is a lot for them or not, but the ceremony cost about $1,700. He paid for it. His parents paid for it.
So his parents... Okay, yeah. That does seem like a lot of money.
The wedding was also attended by Shambangu's husband, Alfred, who spoke out in support of the wedding. My kids and I are happy. We don't have a problem with her marrying the boy, and I don't care what other people say. People keep asking, will they live together, sleep together, have babies? But I keep telling them after the wedding, everything will go back to normal. Nothing has changed. All this ceremony is for making ancestors happy. So... like I said, you want to be outraged by the concept of a 60-something-year-old marrying a 9-year-old, but it seems like no one's getting hurt here.
And, but what about when he's like 12 or 13?
Are you worried about an ugly divorce?
No, I'm worried about he's like, all right, I'm a man now.
Oh,
I'm coming to get some.
Hey, wife.
Yeah, right.
What you doing? That's an excellent point.
I don't know.
I just feel and let me just say this also. If a 9-year-old boy comes out and says, "Oh, the ancient elders told me to do this," Isn't it surprising that, I mean, unless he's sincere and telling the truth, isn't it surprising that this is the story he came up with? If the village is going to go along with whatever he says the ancients told him, it seems like he's missing an opportunity to get, like, a ton of Legos or something, like, awesome for a 9-year-old.
Xbox.
Yeah.
A younger wife.
Right, because what's in it for the 9-year-old here?
That's
with this old lady? It just seems like, hey, the elders came to me last night. They said Disney World, folks. I mean, we could use that $1,700 and take me to Disney World.
He's not very creative.
It doesn't seem like. It seems like he missed a real opportunity there. Yep. That's what I'm saying. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
How about beer and hot wings?
Actually, Beer Mug, that's the best idea you've ever had. Brand new internet roundup on the program today. Got a great batch for you. Also, comedian Bobby Lee is going to be here, apparently for reals this time.
Okay.
Not like yesterday when we were lying liars who lie and then he didn't show up. Today he's actually going to be here. Kumail Nanjiani and Jonah Ray are the hosts of The Meltdown, a new TV show on Comedy Central. Of course, many people know the comedy show they've been doing for years here in town. The show is very funny and they are both great. So I'm excited to talk to those guys. Jimmy Kimmel sat down and was interviewed this week by his old friend Snoop Dogg.
Oh, interesting.
Snoop as an interviewer, by the way, is awesome.
Really?
But they covered a wide range of topics, including back in the old days with Jimmy Kimmel on the Kevin and Bean show and why Jimmy went on to fame and success and left Adam Carolla behind as a podcaster. And all sorts of great weed stories. We got some highlights of that. It's a fantastic interview. What's up with Florida on the program today as well? And I think that's about it, except Ralph Garman, who's got the showbiz beat. And we'll do that to get the show started next, right after this. And by the way, RIP Kevin. We'll be right back on Good Rock.
Can we start this show later? Like, what? If we started this show, I'd say 15 minutes later. It would be better for me.
Then you'd just come 15 minutes after that, though.
Well, then I'd move, get it to move then, too.
Don't wait until RIP Kevin to chime in, by the way.
I just got here.
He really just walked in.
We'll be right back with the showbiz. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
Every once in a while, I get accused of asking questions on the radio that have no answers and just wasting everybody's time. You know, like, why is that song so good?
Where's the plane? It's not every once in a while, either.
Where's the plane?
It's a lot.
Well, I'm sorry to say that I'm going to ask another one of those questions right after the top of the hour. There is no answer, but we will ask what's up with Florida coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph Garman joins us. Time for our first look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. Good morning, Ralph.
Where are Canada's whole wheat flapjacks?
In Kamloops.
Another excellent question. Love that Kamloops, though. I think I might move there.
Oh, great. Please do.
What a neat little town.
Can you do it next week?
Do they have no internet or phone connection?
Yeah, because me moving...
The dome?
Me moving doesn't really affect you guys unless all of a sudden I can't do this show,
as
Ralph
is
hoping.
Saying. You need to go under the dome.
Right. No sound gets out.
We've got to find that dome and put you under it.
I like it.
Courtney Cox is being compared to Yoko Ono by Snow Patrol fans.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She's breaking up Snow Patrol?
Well, her fiance, Johnny McDade, hasn't been writing any songs with his band Snow Patrol since he had his new girlfriend. He's spending every waking hour with her and spending no time on music or with the band. And the band's getting a little chapped-assed about it.
Okay.
So, Snow Patrol fans, she's no friend to you. Ha ha! See what I did there?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian. Sorry.
Who?
Porn star Kim Kardashian is being accused of once again using her daughter North as an accessory. Shows up in a lot of photo shoots, but this week, the wife of Kanye West was at a children's fair without her daughter. Well, if you're going to be anywhere.
What, say that again?
She went to a children's fair.
Without her daughter.
Without her daughter. She went to a farm to pick fruit with her sister Courtney and her kids. Went to a big children's fair where there's tons of kids around. No Northwest to be seen anywhere. That's a lot of hassle to take a kid places and do things with them.
But when you go to a place that's for kids, generally you do take your kids.
Yeah, but it's so much easier if you just put them in a drawer somewhere at home. Just put them in a box.
That kid is the nanny's problem.
That's right. Look, she did the hard work. She had the baby.
That's true.
People don't understand.
The important thing is that she passed along the Kardashian genes to another generation.
That's right. Someone else who can strip for Instagram. While we're talking about jeans, Ali Lohan's in the news. Lindsay's little sister. has announced she is launching her career in
fashion.
No, good guess though. You want to play fill in the blanks? You want to guess?
Guessing her career.
Ali Lohan is going to be a
singer,
professional football player.
It's an excellent guess.
NFL,
but that's incorrect. Kevin's closest, announcing her career in country music. She's going to be a country music star.
That's not singing to you? Just barely singing?
No, no. I just love the fact that she's going into country music because she knows she might actually have a shot if she goes into country music.
You've long held that that would be the easiest genre to get into.
With any decent producer, anybody can be a country star. That's my firm belief. Just look at Taylor Swift, for God's sake.
I told you.
Good point.
How dare you, first of all. But second of all, I told you years ago, Ralph, that if that were true, you should do it because you could make so much money being a country music star.
You know what? With all my free time, I should. I should jump into
maybe this weekend you can whip something up
studio and work on some country music.
Right?
I'll get right on that.
Love the genre, since it's pure passion for you.
Yes.
Having said that, once you did it and were a big star in country music, that would be the best thing ever. Because then you would just turn down, go in places, and just be an a-hole.
Show up on stage drunk and just say, F you people.
Their fans are very loyal, though.
They are. They'll let you get away with almost anything. God bless them. While we're talking about T-Swizzle, as Bean calls her, Taylor Swift is in the news because it was Selena Gomez's birthday yesterday. She was celebrating in Saint-Tropez, France, with apparently an unidentified guy. She was riding around a jet ski. Nice life for a 22-year-old. Taylor Swift, her BFF, gave her a shout on Instagram, posing with a picture of Taylor wearing her gold S necklace, which stands for Swift.
Right.
And she sent a picture of herself saying, "Usually this S represents Swift, but today I'm wearing it because Selena is 22. What is she, in high school? She's a grown-ass woman.
Sort of.
She does have a little bit of arrested development, and I don't
do
know
you think?
What that's about, but...
BFF, here's me and my S necklace. It's 7th grade.
Yeah. Although I don't know many 7th graders that have a necklace with their own initials on.
If it was a real 7th grader, would you be nude wearing an S necklace?
Sure.
And the S is for stick it someplace. And I'm happy about this because I love this guy. Ken Jeong's in the news.
Love him too.
Star of
Dr.
Hangover,
Ken, he's the best.
Community, of course. He has got himself a new TV series, a pilot at least. It's a coming-of-age comedy called Ken Jeong Made Me Do It. It's going to be for MTV. In the initial episode, a kid rear-ends Ken's car after he catches his girlfriend cheating. And he's very upset. And Ken takes pity on the guy and decides to teach him how to man up. So he's going to take him under his wing and teach him how to be a man.
Okay.
I think that's a very funny premise. Ken Jeong taking you around, teaching you how to be a man, making you do things.
He is funny.
He's very funny. And while we're talking about funny people, Will Ferrell's in the news. His production company is bringing back a classic TV show from the 80s. And I think it's awesome. Remember Manimal?
I remember the name. I don't remember the show.
Manimal.
Half
Manimal,
man, half animal?
Was a crime fighter who could turn into animals. He was a man who could become an animal. It was largely laughed at and joked about as one of the worst TV series ever.
Sweet.
Will Ferrell's production company is bringing it back.
The TV show?
The TV show, okay. Yes. They're going to revive the show because Will thinks it's funny, the idea of a guy who turns into animals.
It could be if it's in the right hands.
Yeah, if they do it in a spoofy kind of way.
Right.
It will be a live-action animation hybrid. No word on who will star in the new adaptation, but I think it sounds very funny.
I think Will has far more hits than misses in his career.
Yes.
But occasionally he gets an idea like, I love, what was that other movie he did?
Oh, that movie he did? The one that Will Ferrell did?
The other TV show that he did, Land of the Lost. Remember Land of the Lost?
The
he's like,
film,
oh, I love Land
yeah.
of the Lost. Let's bring that back.
Yeah, that was a big misstep.
So it's got to be.
But I think
like
this is
going to
be a series. This is going to be a spoofy series,
right?
Yeah,
I hope it's
in
good.
In the vein
of like a Police Squad, or you know,
I always give Will the benefit of the doubt. I'll watch anything he's in.
Bitchin'.
TV Guide, by the way, ranked Manimal as number 15 on their list of the 50 worst TV shows of all.
All right,
So I think it is ripe for spoofing.
Big fan of the show. I got to tell you, watching it makes me very manic, depressive, and brings out my bipolar syndrome.
Does it? And Alyssa Milano, God bless. God bless the ladies who are very pregnant and yet still go to work. Because it's hard. It's hard to do. She's a very pregnant actress, and she got very emotional when she was given a huge cake on the last day of her filming her TV show, Mistresses. They were going on hiatus, and she's going to go off and have her baby. And she thanked the cast and the crew for being so patient with her mood swings and her cravings and apologized. And then went to cut the first slice of cake and promptly threw up.
Oh!
Yay! No one's going to want that cake.
No one's going to want that cake.
In the
Lisa.
Direction of the
Lisa,
cake?
Lisa, I remember a day before you had leaky gut syndrome where you would just scrape that top layer of icing off and just say,
oh,
all right,
totally,
give me the rest of that cake.
Mugs would do that now.
Right next to it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Woody Harrelson is 53 years old today. Depeche Mode guitarist Martin Gore is 53 as well. Slash turns 49. Marlon Wayans is 42. Actress Catherine Hahn, very funny lady, is 41. Paul Wesley, Stephen from The Vampire Diaries, he's 32 years old. Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, is 25. And Charisma Carpenter, our old friend Charisma, of course from Angel. She is 44 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Would you be willing to lose Miami, Kevin, if it meant getting rid of the rest of the state of Florida?
No,
do you think Florida needs to exist just to keep Miami alive.
Endlessly entertaining.
So you're not of the opinion, as many are, that they need to just cut it off and let it
no,
just float away?
No, we should give them an award. They entertain us on a daily basis
that
with these stories.
That is a good point. And we get to send all the weirdos there.
They're automatically drawn there.
Yes, and well, so they're not here.
It is certainly America's most penis-shaped state. And that's why we ask from time to time on the Kevin and Bean Show, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news.
What's up with you?
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
Let's all find out what happened now
in Florida.
Pretty good batch this week. Ocala, I think is how you pronounce it. Ocala, Florida is where it happens. A 911 call comes in. Police are alerted that there is a nearly naked woman who is doing yoga in the middle of the street.
That sounds great.
Her name is Michelle Cernak. She is 51 years old. She's not completely naked. Her pants are down. Her top is off, but she does still have her panties on. Officers confronted her, and she was out there in the street doing yoga, and she was exercising. And the truck was running. Naturally, it's a truck, by the way, about 10 feet away. The truck is running. Driver's door is open. They search the vehicle and turn up heroin and drug paraphernalia. She admitted, yeah, she had been shooting heroin. In fact, she had an open bleeding wound on her left ankle. My favorite sentence in this report is the police report does not detail if the woman's yoga routine included popular poses like the cobra, the downward dog, or the warrior, although she did have to assume the position when searched and handcuffed by officers.
Very nice.
She has been arrested and is in jail in lieu of $5,000 bond. I know there's no explanation for the things that you do when you're on drugs, but it's weird to think that a drug could do that to your brain, that you would get out of your car on a highway, leave the door open, leave it running, and go start stripping and doing yoga. Like, what kind of message is this drug sending to you? Very bizarre.
That is weird.
The Miss Florida pageant was recently held. In fact, two Saturdays ago, they crowned the wrong winner, you guys. A vote-counting error, and they had to make an embarrassing about-face. The pageant initially named Elizabeth Fechtel its winner. She is a 20-year-old University of Florida student. She was basking in the glory for all of 5 days.
Oh God, wow. This is horrible.
She dropped her classes at the University of Florida to begin preparation for the Miss America pageant. 5 days later, a pageant official shows up at her house to inform her that there was a mix-up in the vote counting, and the first runner-up, Victoria Cowan, is actually Miss Florida, and she didn't win. Apparently what happened, pageant officials say, that one judge changed his mind about who should finish first in the final seconds before his allotted time ran out, and he drew lines on his ballot with arrows to reverse his vote. So it was incorrectly counted at the time while the pageant was going on, but they have an independent audit afterwards, and they confirmed that Victoria Cow was, in fact, the rightful winner. So
yeah, we're going to need that sash.
This didn't happen, like, while she was on stage where they realized they read out the wrong name or backstage that night. This is 5 days later after she's dropped out of school, by the way. The pageant chalks it up to an error in the tabulation process.
I think so there's a lawsuit coming that, their way.
I don't know, but that is, you don't expect a week later to have somebody knock at the door.
That's brutal. I would just let it go.
Here is a guy whose quote in the paper was, "I never should have stopped at that damned go-go bar. Those type of places, they just feed you alcohol." I can actually hear Kevin saying all of these things.
How dare you?
But in fact,
I would never
quit
going to those places.
In fact, it's a man in Martin County named Joseph Pat. He was arrested after a traffic crash. Investigators showed up. The car that he was driving, witnesses said, was all over the roadway. His breath smelled of alcohol. He could not stand without leaning on his car. And I think this is another great quote. They said, "What's going on here?" And he said, "Drunk driving is what's going on here."
Wow.
Which is maybe not what you want to say to the police officers who are arresting
but
you.
But how refreshing for them. They probably went, what?
Yep. He also told the cops that the sky was leaking, although the deputy noted in his report that it was not raining at all. They tried to give Mr. Pat a field sobriety exercise, but during one portion, he said, "I can't do it. I'm too drunk." His blood alcohol level, by the way, was measured at 0.252, which is more than three times the legal limit of 0.008.
So
Do you have to run through all of the tests once he says drunk driving? I mean, hasn't he admitted
it? Once he's admitted it? Yeah, that's
a really good question. But, I mean, I guess you just want as much evidence at the time, you know, as you can for the report. Here's a rare story. You don't often see a 19-year-old girl breaking into somebody's home to steal stuff, but that's exactly what happened. Her name is Chancey Lason. She is facing charges of burglary, theft, and criminal mischief. She entered a home in St. Augustine Beach around 9:30 last Friday. She was told by a friend that the house was empty. Well, the homeowners showed up around 2:30. She was sound asleep on the couch. She jumped up, dashed out of the house, left behind her purse and her passport,
by the way.
Not what I expected to see when I walked into my house. We just stood there looking at each other like, what do we do? Apparently, this is a quote from the homeowner. She said there were lots of bottles of wine that she drank. She was clearly not in a clear state. So she broke into the house, helped herself to a shower and wine, and then passed out on the couch. And that's how she got caught.
Wow.
She was arrested, by the way, promised to seek medical help. And she was released after $8,000 bond. And finally, on this edition of What's Up with Florida, I couldn't decide whether to save this one for Death Corner or not because it could apply to both, but it is so very Florida that I think you will enjoy it. This is Michael Doster. He was arrested for domestic battery in Passage Key, Florida. His wife, they're at a nudist resort. They're out on their boat in a nudist resort. Everybody is naked in this story, okay?
Okay.
His wife comes around to the side of the boat, wondering where her husband is, and he's in the water performing oral sex on another man.
Okay. Her husband is?
Yes, okay. Her husband is.
And that upset her somehow?
Well, they did begin arguing. The man threw his wife off of the boat four separate times during the course of the argument. She hit her head on the last time and refused to get back on the boat. So what do you suppose he did?
Just left her there.
Yes, he got in the boat and drove away.
Unbelievable.
Now, in his defense, when he returned to shore, he did call 911. The Coast Guard came out. They found her bruised and battered on the sandbar, wearing only a life vest. They took her to the hospital, where a few days later, she died. They are still seeking the man that he was having the sex with in the water. They have not found him yet. They're looking for a witness to further clarify the story. This takes our case to a different level. We need to know exactly what happened. Michael Doster is, in fact, a suspect, but they are looking for that guy to find more information about what happened.
I need more information. Why did she die? What happened?
She hit her head.
She hit her head.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hit her head. But, I mean, I understand that you're free-spirited and everybody's having a great time when you go to the nudist resort and you go out for a beautiful day in the Florida sunshine and the water. You don't expect to see your husband getting down with another dude. You don't expect that. You don't expect to fight. You don't expect to be thrown off a boat. You don't expect to hit your head. A lot of things went wrong that day.
Yeah.
That's not the happy morning that everybody was hoping to wake up to.
It may have been for the receiver. That guy may have had a good time.
Yeah, nothing bad happened to him, I guess. But that story is just another example of why we ask, what's up with Florida?
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
So you believe, Kevin, that Paul McCartney has lost it?
Yes, I do.
In your perfect world, he's contributed some great songs to the world, but at some point he should stop.
Well, he's been putting out crap lately. Mm-hmm. Of course, I know he was a Beatle. I know the Beatles were important. They're not my favorite band of all time, but I understand their importance. His importance is super huge, too, because he's been coming out with crap. Do you remember that Freedom song? That blew.
Oh, it's the worst.
It was written by like a four-year-old. And then he did Queenie Eye. Remember that? Who's got
Queenie
the ball?
Eye? Sure.
Yeah. O-U-T spells out? What it the
was
F?
Just, but he was singing lyrics from a childhood game that
well,
they used to play.
Well, stop it. You're That's a Beatle.
It was a nostalgic look back to simpler times.
And then yesterday we heard Meat Free Mondays.
Yeah, I can't defend Meat Free Monday.
This
I'm sorry.
This is a crap song. Now, we all know that he's vegetarian, right? Or vegan. Which is he?
I think he's vegan.
A vegan, okay. So he wants people not to eat meat on Mondays. Okay, that makes sense, and I don't have any problem with him pushing that agenda. But this song, again, was written by a four-year-old.
Meat Free Monday, it's a fun day.
It's a fun day.
And it's happening all around the world.
All right, what else you got?
Meat Free Monday.
Oh, same part.
It's a fun day. And it's happening.
Around the world, right? That's happening.
Think about the future.
Oh, here we go.
How the world will be if we don't do something, we face calamity. Think of greenhouse gases.
It really sounds more like an Al Gore speech than lyrics to a song, doesn't it?
It does, and it also sounds like a poetry class in grade school.
Yeah.
Write a poem about the world and how eating meat is ruining it. And then they would sit down and go, Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
Paul McCartney has been doing Meat Free Monday for years now, but it's back in the news because he is going to fans around the world to help him put a video together. And we wanted to find out, what's up with Meat Free Monday and Paul McCartney? Like, where are we at here, Paul? And Sir Paul joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ right now. Hello, sir.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, we're fine. I apologize if you heard Kevin saying some unkind things, but he is not enjoying this new direction
rough.
Of your music.
That was a bit rough, I think.
Well, I'm just saying, you're a Beatle, for God's sake. Step it up.
I was a Beatle, yeah.
Right.
And I was also a Wing.
Right, and you were doing pretty decent music back then, but now you're
I'm
just...
still
just,
doing good
no,
music.
No, you're not. Queenie Eye was stupid. Freedom was stupid. This song is terrible.
You're not nice.
I can't deny that.
So, Meat Free Monday. Now, this is obviously a cause that's very close to your heart, very important to you. You're trying to spread the word. Obviously, you're using your enormous celebrity and fame to tell us we shouldn't eat meat.
Yeah, well, you have to recognize it's not. It's just a ditty, you know, about...
It's a ditty?
Yeah. It's a little song about a cause that I, you know, really believe in.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you made a better song, wouldn't that further your cause more?
Well, it's just a little catchy song, you know, about something I think we should all pay attention to, which is... Not eating meat on Mondays.
Yeah, we got that.
Right. But when you wrote "It's Meat Free Monday" and "It's a Fun Day,"
it's
you
looked a fun day,
right? But you looked at that, and you said, "Done. That's it. I'm going with those lyrics." You didn't think maybe there's some other way to get that message out?
Well, really, it says it all. But, it says it all that you know, Meat Free Monday is a fun day.
Is it a fun day?
It is. Yeah.
Just by not eating meat.
Yeah, you'll have fun. I think.
Huh. Okay.
So is that your thing now? Is just you're writing songs about causes?
Well, you know, you get to a certain point in your career and your life where you really have to say something with your music.
Right.
Uh-huh. So that's what I like to do. I like to say things that are important to me and then write songs about them. And so that's what I've done. I've got a new album coming out of all songs about causes that I feel passionately about.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a new album out.
Yeah, it's coming out. Coming out in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Working on Meat Free Monday. He'll be one of the first tracks off it.
I'm not sure that's going to sell your message very well.
I think it will. I think people really dig it.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple other songs, too, about important things like fur. I'm not a big fan of fur.
Right.
So I think it's important that we, you know, not club baby seals.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it doesn't make the song good, but I certainly agree with your message.
Don't club baby seals.
Okay.
Or eat orange peels, cause that's not food. Don't club baby seals, I'm saying this for real.
Is that finished? Or
yeah, that's
just
all done.
It's not very good.
I think it is.
I mean, it's a good message, don't club baby seals.
No,
I'm down with that.
I'm going to hope so.
Right.
I hope you don't want to go clubbing baby seals.
No, I don't. I have no interest.
Certainly
in
not.
But
certainly
I'm,
not.
I'm just afraid that that song might not, you know,
well, maybe like
be
this
effective.
One, like this one better.
Okay.
Get a Brazilian wax. Fit inside your slacks. Nobody likes hair all over your genitals.
That's a pretty
get
good one.
Get a Brazilian wax. And you'll be smooth as something that's smooth. I'm working on that one a little bit.
That one's not finished.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Testicular cancer.
Okay.
I've got the answer. Just grab your balls and rub them. See if there's any cancer there.
That's not. That's, have you checked that one with a doctor?
I've got enlarged prostate.
Ooh.
And that is not great.
Right.
Makes it hard to pee.
Right.
That's a good one, I think.
Is this all, they're all part of the new album?
Rectal bleeding. Don't be misleading.
Oh, no.
And say those stains in your jeans are ketchup.
Okay. No one needs to hear about that, Sir Paul. I disagree. That's a hit. I think you lead with that one.
Fine, I've got one that Kevin likes.
All right.
Hang up on him, please. So, we're all hitting the road for San Diego today, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Going to be broadcasting live from Comic-Con tomorrow and Friday. If you want to, if you happen to be down there in the whale's vagina with us, you want to swing on by and say hello, we will be broadcasting from the Hard Rock Hotel Thursday and Friday morning with lots of special guests. In fact, Ralph, you mentioned earlier it was Daniel Radcliffe's birthday.
Yes.
We've got Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, on the show with us on Friday.
I know. He's probably going to do some magic.
Really? Is that
going to be?
I didn't realize that was in the schedule.
Yeah, that's what he does now.
And if you're not going to be down there, definitely tune in for lots of fun from San Diego. Bean is very good about selling the fact that we're going to be down there and hiding his true feelings, which is that it's too many damn people.
Oh yeah, he's miserable.
It's a lot of people. Bean is one of those guys who like 3 to 4 people is about his limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we were eating in San Diego, and there were 8 of us, maybe.
Yeah, we all had dinner together.
We all worked, we all work with Bean. He knows all of us. Most of us were on the morning show, and we called Bean, and we said, hey, we're having dinner. You want to join us? And he goes, too many people.
We were in the hotel where we were staying, in the restaurant down in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
Come have dinner with us. Let's all share a meal. We never do that. We never get together as a group, really, from the morning show and never do anything social other than work together. So we thought we'd have a meal. That's too many people.
In my defense, first of all.
Shaving his room like a hermit crab.
First of all, Comic-Con is a lot of people, even for people who enjoy large crowds.
I agree. It's a lot.
I mean, it's like a couple 100,000 people.
Right,
it is shoulder
just,
to shoulder walking
But they weren't
down the
at the table with us at dinner. There wasn't 100,000 people at the table.
No, that's true. But second of all, I had plans for dinner that night, if I recall correctly.
Not what you said.
With Dave and Christine. I was going to have dinner with Dave and Christine.
Yes.
And then the next thing I know, it gets all blown up, and then it turns into a crowd scene. Now it's the Rose Bowl, and it's too many people at that point.
It's Dave and Christine and maybe 5 other people that we all work with and know well.
That just sounds like a nightmare.
The 5 other people include Kevin and Ralph.
Right.
And maybe like 2 or 3 of our coworkers.
Maybe it was Lightning, I think, was there.
Yeah.
Maybe one of us is a deal breaker, Ralph.
Maybe.
That could be.
I don't know.
But no, that's not the case.
Well, it is because I wasn't there the next year. Remember when you guys went out for lunch? I wasn't there, and Bean went to that meal.
Bean was at that meal, and he was on fire. First of all, I don't know how he got stuck in the middle. There were probably 12 of us, and there were...
He sat at a table with 12 people?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And somehow...
It is me, then.
And somehow was in the middle. He was in the middle with people on both sides of him. And in that particular dinner or lunch, I didn't know 7 of the people. Maybe they work for K-Rock or they're hanging on or they're friends, whatever. Who cares? You have dinner with whoever.
Well, we were walking to the place and it was about 5 of us and we happened to run into one of our old coworkers and he said, what do you guys know? We're like, we're going to lunch. So you do what you do. You invite them along.
Right.
And I could see the tension building in Bean's face at that moment.
It was
like,
awesome.
What do you mean?
I'll never forget his speech. He got everybody's attention at the table. And again, we don't know. Probably over 1/2 of these people. He got everybody's attention, and we were in a little bit of a rush. I'll give Bean that, because we had to be out in an hour or something like that.
Yeah, I think we were on our way to interview somebody, yeah.
But we asked the server, we have an hour, we need to be out in a certain amount of time. Can we do that? And she's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
So really, the speech wasn't needed. But then being launched into a speech to everybody at the table, I want you people, I want you to know what you're going to order. You don't ask questions of the server. You don't ask how stuff is made. You just order. And it should take you about 3 or 4 seconds each. And that's all. And I just remember thinking, how is he already losing it? We haven't even given our order yet.
Easy, Braveheart.
It was crazy.
It was very intense.
I will take your order, but they will never take our freedom.
I've worked with Beat a long time. I don't think I've ever seen this much craziness out of him. Because he was serious.
You think so? Yeah, hides it. But that brought out the real him.
Nobody was more serious at the time than he was. He meant it. He meant when it gets to you, you order something on the menu. You know what you're going to order. You ask for no special treatment, and you say it, and that should take you 3 to 4 seconds. Anything over that, death will happen.
I got yelled at by Bean.
Did everybody play by the rules?
But by the way, Christine
didn't play by the rules.
Bean loves Christine.
I absolutely do. I remember asking. I think my question was, can I substitute a veggie patty for that? And he said, too many questions!
He yells at her. Then there were a couple other people. They were like, hey, can I get fries instead of a salad? Oh, come on! We're in a rush here! I was like, what's going on? Well, we're in a time crunch. And I was like, I know, we have an hour.
Bean cannot be late.
Don't like to be late. That is actually true.
But we were nowhere near being late. We were only 59 minutes from when we needed to leave.
The ordering. This is the beginning of the hour. This isn't the end.
By the way, this is Kevin, the man who is 15 minutes late for today's show, telling us how to run a clock. That's what's happening
right now. I'm telling the story about you and scaring the daylights out of everybody at that table.
In my defense, guys, I've heard you say this a million times out of your own mouth. The more people you have involved in a decision, the harder it is to get things to go in an organized fashion, right? Things fall apart if you have too many people who are doing their own thing.
You're not trying to pass a law, Bean. People are just ordering lunch. That's all they were doing.
And sometimes people can hold up that process a little bit, but it's not the end of the world if it takes 40 seconds instead of four.
But if every single person sitting around that table now gets into a discussion about, you know, what's in the mayonnaise, you know, or you know, what's
That's
the side, or what do I leave on?
You know how every once in a while you lose track of what's important in life, and whatever's in front of you is everything. This is all that matters in the world. My future, my family, my friends, people, my job, everything else just goes away, and it was all about getting that order for Bean. And man, was he angry.
I like to stay current, and I like to stay on time. I like to run a tight ship.
Give her your order! And, like, there are people we didn't know there that were, like, scouring.
Scouring, is that the word?
Scowling,
I think is what you're looking for.
They were scared out of their minds because crazy old man Bean was screaming at people in a restaurant.
Do you remember what happened at the end of the meal as well?
Oh, boy. When everyone went to pay?
First of all, we had 12 people there, so the food comes out kind of not all at once.
Right.
So some people haven't even gotten their food yet, and half of the people are halfway done. So some people literally just got their plates. He asks for the check, pays the bill, which was really nice. So I say, thank you, Bean. That was really nice for you to get lunch. And he says, it'll just be better than me having to wait for everyone to get change. And can we just wrap this up now? Literally, the food was put down in front of people.
Just 10 seconds before. They were just eyeing their food for the first time. They were starving. They were excited about eating.
First bite of the burger. And he's like, okay, let's go.
Let's go! And we were probably a half hour earlier than we needed to be. Like, it was crazy.
So, mission accomplished.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56.
Comedian Bobby Lee joins us in studio right after the top of the hour, and a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup for you next hour. First, though, Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, Eddie Murphy continues to try to populate the planet.
Uh-oh.
Star Magazine's reporting that the actor, who is 53 years old, and his model girlfriend, Paige Butcher, who's 35, are expecting a baby. This will be Eddie's... Want to guess how many kids he has?
I was going to say five.
This will be number eight.
Wow.
This will be Eddie's eighth child.
What is it with that?
Eighth child.
What is it with that indeed?
What is it with that?
What's up with that?
Trading in for new young women and they all want to have families.
And he goes, okay. Then they have kids. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Eight children for Eddie Murphy. Speaking of children, Kim Kardashian hasn't been seen with her daughter in a while. Pictures in this week's Star Magazine show Kim at a children's fair, of all places, where she decided not to bring her daughter. Yeah, she'll get her ear pierced and put on Kidcella for her, but she won't take her to a kid's fair, that something the kid might actually enjoy.
Why was she there?
Well, she was there with her sister Courtney and Courtney's kids.
Oh.
But no no baby North. Didn't make the cut. I guess maybe North was having a fat day and they didn't want her pictures taken because she was all fat in her diaper. What's worse than not bringing your kids to a kid's place? Bringing your kid to a kid place when she's too damn young. Kerry Washington, the over-actress from Scandal, she has a three-month-old daughter, and there are photos of her online with her and her husband, Namdi Asamoah. At Disneyland with their three-month-old. Nothing a three-month-old enjoys more than Disneyland.
Yeah, true.
They really enjoy that experience.
They have a full understanding of what a roller coaster is.
I know they start demanding around 2 months, we have to go to Disneyland, I really want to go. Babies at Disneyland!
Now,
you don't need that.
I know there's nothing in it for the child. I completely agree with you there at 3 months old. But is that any more, I mean, is that an inconvenience to other clients if somebody brings the baby? It's just like having any other kid in a stroller, right? Maybe they just wanted to go to Disneyland.
But it's,
in other words, maybe they didn't go for the kid. Maybe they went because they liked Disneyland and just wanted to be at Disneyland.
Get a babysitter.
But why do they need to? I'm saying if the kid doesn't bother anybody else, what's the big deal if they bring their kid?
Because you're taking your kid to Disneyland, right? Isn't that why you go to Disneyland?
I'm saying a lot of adults love Disneyland. Maybe this was for them.
Well, they have problems. Because it's a place for children. Stop it.
All right. Don't tell that to Dave, by the way, who goes
I know.
To
well, look,
all the damn time.
Dave is, you know, he's mentally damaged, right?
Right, sure.
Yeah. He's
That's a given.
He's a teenage girl. With his pandas and his silly little shirts and his Disneyland and everything. He's a man child. That's why he likes Disneyland.
He's a woman child.
He's a woman child. But grown-ups go to Disneyland to take kids there so kids can have a good time because it's for children.
And I would imagine a three-month-old would do a certain amount of crying and annoying other people. I imagine that probably happens.
I think more likely it's stimulus overload for a three-year-old with all the noise
three-month-old
yeah. With the noise and the heat and the walking around and everything. It doesn't seem like a good idea to take a newborn to that place. Any large place like that. I wish that
no kids were able to leave the house until they were 18.
Well, I know you do.
Bean hates kids, but that's
right.
That's a whole
not
different
what
thing.
I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about affection for children. And if you want to make money, turns out don't invest all your money into a Broadway musical. Things are not going well on Broadway.
I got all mine wrapped up in the Tupac musical, though. That's still going strong, right?
That's already over. And Rocky, it's announced, is closing. Now Woody Allen's big-budget musical, Bullets Over Broadway, has announced it will close on August the 24th.
I'm so sad for our friend Zach Braff.
Yeah, that's not going to happen anymore.
Hmm.
New York Times says the investors will probably lose all of their initial $14 million investment.
Wow, in it cost that much.
Up on the boards.
Isn't that a surprise to see that do so poorly? I mean, great source material, terrific actors in it.
Yeah. Woody wrote the script, co-wrote it.
Yeah, very disappointing.
So far, that makes here's the death knell for all these big fish. Bridges of Madison County, Rocky, and now Bullets Over Broadway, along with the Tupac musical, all will be closing before the end of the summer. So it's either a bad time to be a musical producer or a great time because there's a lot of empty theaters right now.
Well.
You probably get a deal. Kevin and Bean, the musical, telling you.
But I'm not sure that could happen.
Oh, please. You kidding me? That'd be a smash hit. Everyone order up right now. Bean yelling at people over lunch. People would love it.
This is what happens when Lisa doesn't go to New York City after a
I
couple
know.
Of years,
Lisa,
by the
they
way.
Need this your money.
I know.
Place just falls apart.
I haven't been in several years. It's horrible.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Woody Harrelson's 53 years old today. Depeche Mode guitarist Martin Gore, also 53. Slash, legendary guitarist, 49 years old. Charisma Carpenter. I just adore her. She is so sweet.
She is.
Very talented. 44 years old today. Marlon Wayans is 42. Catherine Hahn is 41. Paul Wesley Stephen from The Vampire Diaries is 32. And Daniel Radcliffe celebrates his 25th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Comedian actor Bobby Lee doing five big shows at the Brea Improv this weekend.
Thank you
two
so
shows
much.
Friday, two shows Saturday, and Sunday night. Tickets available through improv.com. That's if Bobby can find the improv, if he drives to the correct city to go to do his comedy on stage.
I'm so sorry about yesterday, guys.
All right, let's start with that. Yesterday, you were scheduled to come in. And
yeah, I was scheduled to come in. Okay. I get an email from my manager saying that it's in Ventura.
In Ventura.
So, yeah. So then I called her. I go, well, the last time I was there, they were in Ventura. And she's like, well, people move.
Really? So, yeah. So she was like smarting off to you?
Yeah. So okay. I knew gut instinctually that it was wrong.
So
yeah.
Then you drove to Ventura.
Yeah. And then you know where I ended up?
Where?
Ricky Mambi. Rico Mambo.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
They're a radio DJ.
Oh, I see.
What
oh,
are they called?
Really?
Ricky and Mambi.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Rico Mambo.
So you did that show yesterday?
No. No, because I'm not scheduled to be there.
Oh, okay.
So you just walk in and you're like, I'm here, and no, they're like, why?
I had done it before, so I looked at the green building. I go, that's a Ricky and Mambi. Well, I don't know what they're called. But anyway, I know you guys, Kevin and Bean. And so then I was in a rage. Like temper. I just called and I started screaming at everyone.
How long did it take you to get there?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Oh, but, Bobby, I'm confused by this because you've been to K-Rock before.
I know.
That's what he was
nowhere
in town.
It's one of those disconnects where they go, no, they've moved. And you're like, okay.
Why would she say that?
Emails don't lie. Do emails lie?
No,
I mean, I read
no,
it on the thing.
No, but emailers do.
That's right. Yes. And I learned a valuable lesson.
Yes, you did.
And I assumed. And you know what? When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah,
correct. I have so heard true. That. That's actually true.
Yeah,
well, we're glad
ass.
You made it only 24 hours late, but we're glad to see you.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
And I understand that since the last time we had you in, you have an actual real-life girlfriend.
I have a human girlfriend.
For a change.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
I like how you declare her a human first.
Well, I love humans, and that's what I prefer to date.
Good. But have you had trouble with that in the past? And so you
no, I don't know why I said human.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
I'm asking.
I've only dated humans in my life.
Get a real sex doll or something like that?
Well, I have things like that around the house. You know
sure.
what I mean? But,
right.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I was dating those objects.
Right.
Yeah.
Just using them.
Yeah, I use them, yeah, and then they're hard to clean, you know, and there's oils and stuff. So anyway, it's messy, but my point is
I think we got off on a bad tangent.
I'm so sorry, guys. And
tell us about the lucky lady.
I met her on Tinder.
Oh, nice.
Tinder. Really?
Oh,
can I tell you something? Tinder saved my life.
Really?
Tinder saved your life?
It saved my life. Listen, for years, I'm going to cry. For years, I couldn't get any girls. And you're saying, well, Bob, you're a successful comedian.
Yes.
But I don't know how to read. I don't know how to read girls.
Oh, I see.
Jackson Purdue, an old comedian, said, you know what, Bobby? If a girl walks up to you and says, you're funny, that means they want to hook up with you.
Right.
And so then girls would walk up to me and go, you're funny. I go, hey, baby, can I have your number? And they're like, ew, gross. So they're wrong. Jackson Purdue's wrong.
Well, I'm not sure he's wrong as much as you need
a little game.
Yeah, you need a little game.
I don't have any game.
Clearly. You need a game between you're funny and let's have sex. There needs to be a little
steps.
I know what I look like naked, so that's what works against me.
Sure.
I have a scallop body.
Yet.
You know what I mean? It's like
you have a what body?
A scallop shaped body.
Okay.
You know, it's like Pikachu but with jaundice. You know?
Okay, good.
Right. And so I know what I have. I have nothing. And so it's like
you can turn off the lights.
I know, but the thing is that what Tinder does is it weeds out the rejection part.
Oh,
I understand what I'm saying.
Sure, absolutely.
So if I have a hot girl that I match with, then I go, wow, she said yes to my thing.
But doesn't that then make you worry?
No.
Okay.
Because the thing is that we mean in terms of like, oh, they're only dating you because you're a comedian?
Or she's got bad choice in men?
Yeah, she probably does. Okay. And the thing is that the reason why I do comedy is to get girls anyway.
Right.
Right? Because when I was 21 years old and I looked at my body in the mirror, I go, I'm never going to get laid. So I have to do something. So I just started fart jokes.
So how long?
That's the way to a woman's
women
heart.
Love that.
How long were you a comedian before you?
Since 95.
Since 95?
Yeah, I was a kid and I did it.
And when did you hook up on your first Tinder date?
A year and a half ago.
Bobby was just waiting for Tinder to be invented so that he would have
invented.
A way.
If Tinder hadn't been invented, you may have never gotten laid.
I would just be this sad person.
Wow.
Just a sweaty, sad beast of a person.
Now, Bobby, I don't need to know much about the little lady you're dating. I don't want to.
I love her.
That's great. I'm glad
she
it's working out for you.
But did
she
you
lives
go,
with you.
Did you go on a bunch of other Tinder dates before you found the one?
Yeah. And you know what? I made some valuable lessons. I learned some valuable lessons. Number one is if all the profile pictures are from the shoulders up, don't do it.
Yeah, there's a reason.
It does seem like there's always a reason if it's shoulder up, because there's something that they don't want you to see that's shoulder down.
Yeah, like I picked a girl that looked like Natalie Portman from the shoulder up.
Right.
And
okay.
I picked her up and she had Michael Chiklis' body.
Oh.
She looked like a thing from Fantastic Four. So I was like a Boston cop. You know, wow. So I took her on.
But you're a scallop.
I know, that's right. That could have worked out. You know what I mean? But I'm also jaded, so that didn't work. And then I dated a comedian off of it. And then I can't talk about that. You know,
why?
It was a disaster.
Why was it?
You just tried to outfunny each
She's
other?
She's an open micer. And so the thing is that then I would call to get her stage time and stuff. And
I see.
Right. Yeah, then I would become your manager.
So she was using you for to get.
Yeah, and then
where she needs to go, which is, by the way, okay with most guys.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it because it's the thing is that the part of comedy is you have to struggle.
And then but the part of having sex is that you'll tell them anything they want to hear.
Yeah, and I did. I set it up with some gigs.
Okay.
I set her up a gig in San Diego, and then what happened was they called me and they said, you know, we put her up once, but then she showed up every night for 4 days. You know what I mean? And then they're like, that was not cool. So then I got angry.
So that's not looking
good.
Yeah,
so I cut her out.
Right.
I cut her out, and then I met Kalila, and we've been in ear strong.
Awesome.
Wow.
She's a nurse.
Okay.
Yeah.
A real
and how
person.
Hot is she?
She's a Filipino.
Okay. Okay.
I'm done with white chicks.
Okay. Right.
I'm tired of white chicks.
With white chicks.
When you're ethnic thing and white girl, the white girls eventually become racist because they start feeling comfortable in a relationship. So in the beginning, it's like, oh my God, I don't care that you're Asian. And then like 2 months later, it's like, how's my little panda? And then you're like, I don't want to do that. And then you start getting nunchucks for Christmas and like, I don't want that.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, and then also all the white girls that I date have a fetish.
What's the fetish? Is it all different?
No, white girls, that when they date Asian guys, secretly they have an Asian fetish.
Right. Okay. Oh, I
the
see.
Same,
so what's wrong with that?
If
I don't like enjoy.
No, because then you meet them and then you go on dates and then you go to their house and then everything's bamboo and they have like a Bruce Lee poster. And then, you know, then you go, they're not in it for me. They just like my skin color, the yellow.
I think it's fascinating, Bobby, and I want to go back to one thing real quick before we have to take a break. And okay. Bobby Lee is in studio with us here on the Kevin Beach. He'll play in the Brea Improv all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go to improv.com. Tickets just $22, 21 and over.
So cheap.
Studio. You're talking about how you saw your body naked and realized you would never get laid.
Yes.
Yet you discount all of these women on Tinder who are not beautiful.
Can I say something?
It seems like you really are reaching for the stars. It seems like you're looking
guys
for somebody who's like three or four levels above you.
Yeah, guys always
you
do
don't
that.
Expect
that's
them
true.
To be doing the same thing.
Being, first of all, I'm a bad person. I already know that. And everyone knows me. I'm a bad person. So
okay.
Let's put that. I'm going to hell anyway.
All right.
You know what I mean?
That's a given. Okay.
And number two, it's like I'm on planet Earth for one time.
Right.
And I'm gonna go for the stars.
Okay.
All right. Hit the ball. I want a home run.
But when you strike out a bunch, don't you start thinking, maybe I just need a base hit? Maybe I don't need a home run.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
All
but,
right.
You know, I hit a home run with this girl that I'm with now.
Okay.
And then, you know what? I'm a bad person, and that's it.
All right.
I'm evil, Bean.
Well, you came to the right show. We're right there with you, buddy. Bobby Lee is here. Quick break. More with our guest in a moment right after this on K-Rock. Our friend comedian Bobby Lee in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, playing at the Brea Improv all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go to improv.com. Bobby, do most people probably still know you from your time on Mad TV, I would say?
A lot of Chelsea lately, too. I've done like 80 of those.
Right.
And then crappy movies, too.
And good movies like Pineapple Express, people must recognize you
for that,
too.
I had one line there. My line was, no retreat, no surrender. That's all they said.
But you nailed it.
It was great, yeah.
I mean, that was really a,
and then I did a
tour de force.
I was in The Dictator. I had a couple scenes there. Yeah, whatever.
Speaking of movies, though, you and Kevin almost threw down during the commercial
he
break.
Almost died.
Because you both went to see America's number one film, The Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Now, Kevin and the rest of America seem to love that movie. Mm-hmm. You violently disliked that film.
I vomited.
That was one of my favorite movies easily of the year.
No. It was one of the worst.
That wasn't a question.
Bobby says no.
That was not a question.
But I'm telling you, you're wrong. You're deceived.
How am I deceived?
You bought into the hype and you swallowed the pill, and that's what I'm telling you. I love you as a person. You're a great guy.
You don't know me that well. I'm not that great.
What was your problem with the film?
I'm sorry for screaming, but I need to know who I'm rooting for. Okay?
Okay.
So it's like, all right, the humans, they have bad guys. That guy from The Sopranos, what's his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, that dude.
Yeah,
he's a bad dude, right?
Right.
And then it's like, okay, so then I'm against them. But then the monkey with the scars on his face.
Uh-huh.
Right.
He's a bad dude. Right?
Okay, but so the, but yeah, in the, war, oftentimes everything isn't all good, all bad, all black, all white. Sometimes people and situations are complicated and nuanced, and I think that's what this movie was about.
Yeah, but it's not a war. I'm watching a movie.
You know, but it's a movie that ends in a war.
It's about a war,
I'll
though.
Tell you another thing. I'll tell you another thing. Caesar's son,
yeah,
right? He betrayed his father, right? If that was my dad, remember?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Remember okay. when those Scarface yep. one said, yep. like, don't tell him about the cachet, the yes. weapon cachet, right? Right. If I if that was my dad, he'd be like, how come you didn't tell me about the weapon cachet? I don't know, because I was going with this other guy. Don't ever talk to me again.
Yeah.
That end of movie.
Okay, I can see that.
End of movie.
But that wouldn't have been
that's
as entertaining.
What?
It wouldn't have been as entertaining.
I'm just saying, he's your father.
But he, but they showed earlier in the movie how he was taking care of his son because his son went and got a bear.
Yeah, bear attack, right? And so, then that's how he shows how he's grateful towards his father?
Well, I'm saying kids make mistakes.
That monkey should have died. Dead.
Okay, so is that, was that your only problem with
tough
it?
Room, Bobby.
No, that, it's like, here's the better story. Can I just tell them what I
yes.
would do? Here's this. How about the humans? They want to use the dam uh-huh. right, for the electricity.
For the right? electricity, right.
So they go to the monkey village, and they knock on the door and go, hey, monkeys. And they're like, hi. And then they go, hey, let's be friends. We're going to use the thing. And they go, okay. And then, but they betray them, right? And then the monkeys get the revenge, and then they kill them.
See, Rise of the Planet of the Apes would have been good, Kevin, if Bobby Lee had written it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so the apes kill the people because they betrayed them?
Yes. And then,
but don't you think that's coming? I mean, what was happening during this entire movie was...
It was a whole setup for the third movie.
Right, which was okay with me because it was a great setup.
No, because they're filling in the thing to go, wait, watch our third movie. And then where's James Frankie?
James Franco?
Good old James
yeah,
Frankie.
Yeah, I like James Frankie. Where is he? He died?
Well, I mean, this is a different movie. This was not
his
movie.
Yeah, but what
movie.
Happened to James Frankie? He died?
I don't know.
He's not involved in the monkey research anymore,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I don't never know what happened to him.
Well, I don't care what
I
happened
like
to him.
He's like our modern-day James Dean, and he's handsome. And what happened to James Frankie?
People move.
People do move.
James Franco.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in New York or
so
something.
That's your issue with
oh,
the
here's
movie?
Another one. Here's all another
right.
one.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
Where is it based?
San Francisco.
Right. How many Asians are in San Francisco?
A lot.
60%.
Right.
I saw one Asian in the movie.
Wow, you're picky.
Here's
no,
where
I'm
it really
just saying,
is.
Yes. What, the Asians it. All die? We're survivors. Look at Nam. We hid in the trees for 3 weeks with a banana and a bazooka. You couldn't get us. You can hide in a can of Coke. You were small and crafty. Where are we? There's no Asians in that movie. That's another thing. San Francisco, really, what's San Francisco? It's a fantasy land.
That's an actual pretty good point, by the way.
It is fiction.
I gotta give him credit for that.
It is a fictional San Francisco.
Put John
and by
Cho
the
in
way,
it.
It's
Dr.
long.
Ken, somebody.
It's long after San Francisco has fallen when we joined the movie. I mean,
oh, so all the Asians died because we're weak.
No, no, no. I'm saying
we were all driving and we don't know how to drive. We all crashed.
The
is
apes,
that what you're saying?
The apes don't think there are any humans left anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm with Bobby. If John Cho and Dr. Kim would have been in it, it would have been a better movie, right?
Well, just in the background, some Asians, but there was only one I saw, and I counted.
Why okay. are you counting Asians? What's
because
wrong with you?
San
Why
Francisco,
don't you go
and
in and watch a movie?
Because if it's like... It's,
it's futuristic. All people are dead, San Francisco.
Let me ask you this, my friend. Let me ask you this,
yeah.
okay? Have you been on...
You're not my friend, by the way. You don't like
know,
this movie.
I know, I'm sorry. Right. It's a small world. Have you ever been on it?
Of course.
All right, you know how you go through it and like the countries wave to you?
Right.
Right? There's, what, 40 Chinese ones?
Okay.
Half of the ride should be Chinese people.
Okay.
You know, it should be proportional to how many. And so you know what I told my brother? They're probably under the water because of the tsunami.
Oh, oh no.
Wow. Too soon?
Bobby.
Is it too soon?
Well,
I'm trying
I mean...
to make a point, guys. All right? I just want my movies to be proportional to reality.
I want to live in Bobby's world. I
don't,
want him to go
because
around.
Planet of the Apes was a 10 for me. It was right. a, it was
well,
a you're great deceived, movie.
And you really need to like look at yourself in
it
the mirror.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Because let me tell you something right now. If they did a movie based in England
right.
and you didn't see any white people in it, you'd be fucked. Oh.
I don't. First of all, I can't
sorry,
say that.
Right. You'd be mad.
I don't think I would.
Really?
You'd be puzzled.
So, maybe. I mean, I don't really pay
a
attention.
A movie based in London and there's like... Everyone's Asian.
That would be
you wouldn't
weird.
Be
okay, that'd be a little weird.
You'd be, what's going on here?
Right, but San Francisco was not 100% Asian.
It's half Asian.
Okay.
There's a lot of us. I've been there.
Oh, so have I. So or, what?
It's like me in a house of mirrors.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's fat me. There's old me. You know what I mean?
So, Bobby, I think you missed an opportunity to get your name out there. You should have been standing out in front of the Cinerama Dome or whatever for the opening of this movie and protested there weren't enough Asians in it.
Yeah, you know, and you know what? I should have. I thought, but I didn't know that until right. I saw it.
Yeah,
you know?
True. That's true. That's a good point.
There's
yeah.
another one.
You know, is that the biggest thing that ruined it for you?
Yeah, because it's not believable and I'm out of it. Okay.
Wow.
Let me tell you another
Bobby
thing.
Wants to go to a movie where monkeys are running the world, but it has to be believable,
right.
Kevin.
Right.
He's got more.
That's my point.
Here's another point of view.
Wait,
that.
Monkeys talk.
Yeah?
You know what? That's not real.
It's not real, no.
Yeah, you know what? It is fiction.
It is fiction.
Right.
So suspension of disbelief.
Right.
Okay.
So you'll accept that. You'll accept ape don't kill ape.
Yeah.
But you're not happy with the fact that it doesn't represent the exact amount of Asians that are in San Francisco.
I'll tell you why, right? Because then, now, if it's not real San Francisco, where is this?
It's futuristic. Every people is so everyone's dead.
Just, how about this? How about if Gary Oldman in the beginning movie to all the people, "Hey, welcome. Hey, guys, we're trying to get electricity. By the way, all the Asians died."
You just know, some sort of explanation.
It was
that's
the
all.
Bird flu, aside from the other flu that killed everybody,
right?
And you know, so they all died.
Wow.
And SARS. SARS came and killed all the Asians.
Just all you need. Just one line in the movie just to take care of it, just so Bobby can relax and sit back and enjoy
then
it.
Then I'd
that's
be
all.
Like, oh, I get it. We died from SARS.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. A happy ending. Everybody can agree with that. All right, Bobby, listen. We're out of time, my
I'm sorry
friend.
For swearing.
The Brea Improv, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, improv.com. Your comedy's still doing well, right?
It's
everything's
going well.
Okay for you, Bobby?
Good,
you,
yeah.
You look happy with the girlfriend. I just want to make sure you're
it's
okay
be,
walking
it's
out
be,
of here.
I'm not going to die. Everything's going to be I'm okay. healthy, okay?
Having a good time on stage with the audience, not getting any fights.
I'm in the moment, and I'm living life. I love you so much, Dean.
Two all shows right. Friday, two shows Saturday, one Bobby. Show Sunday.
All right. Thank
and
you so
all new material every show? Is that what you're promising?
No, but I want to say thank you for having me on the show, for not showing up yesterday. It's not my fault.
Okay.
I thought you and Bobby Lee were going to fight, by the way. I think it was going to come to blows over that movie.
Yeah, I could have taken him out. Let's be honest.
Hey, great show still to come here on the Kevin and Bean Show, including comedians Jonah Ray and Kumail Nanjiani. They're going to be here.
Hey, you got it right, about, finally.
Close. In about 20 minutes. First, I'll have a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We take all the best viral videos for the whole week and put them in one handy location for you at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer in studio with us. Dave, we don't have audio to play from Joaquin Phoenix's forehead.
Oh,
but is it one of the most... And that's what the video is called. Is it one of the most terrifying, unsettling things you've ever seen in your life?
It is so weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
You
what
know,
is it?
He's laying down and the
it's
person,
a shot from the movie Her, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the person focuses in and starts zooming in on his forehead.
Okay.
His upside down
and
forehead that looks
turns
like a
it
face.
Upside down, and then the mouth is talking and it looks or his I can't even explain it. The mustache is talking and it's so weird.
What?
Yeah, his forehead ends up speaking to you. It's weird.
Aww. Lisa, bring the video up and watch it while we do the rest of the round.
I know less about it now than I did before you started talking.
I did a good job.
I just know it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen about
it. It is bizarre.
Here's a video up first in the roundup. It's called Crazy German Water Park. And you have to see this video, too, because it is – I mean, it's this father and son who go around shooting videos all over Europe. But it's the craziest water park because it's like you're in an artificial world. Like it's miles across and it's got sandy beaches and palm trees and jungles. You can't even believe you're indoors. But they went into the water park and just didn't leave after it's closed. So it's like the middle of the night and they're running around this water park. And it's pretty crazy.
That's a gigantic indoor water park.
This is not a waterproof camera that I'm filming this with. This is a terrible idea.
2:21 in the morning. We are still in the water park. Can you believe that they're just letting us wander around in here and nobody's saying anything?
Wouldn't that be a dream come true for you, Kevin, to be in
yes.
a huge water park like that in the middle of the night with no adult supervision?
I would love that, although the rides aren't running, right?
They had some running, and it looked like a Biodome sequel.
Yeah,
like it was
totally
just them
did.
Running yeah. around.
Houston, we have a problem. Famous line from the Tom Hanks movie Apollo 13 about that near space disaster from the 1970s. It turns out that's a popular line in movies. Somebody put together a supercut of dozens of times that that line of dialogue has appeared in films.
Houston, we have a problem here.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, I think we've got a problem.
Yeah, Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, no problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we got a problem, and her name is Dot.
It is crazy how many times that's been in movies over the years. Here's another movie montage, and this one's pretty funny, too. You'll like this, Kevin. This is all sorts of kids who are swearing in films, and there have been a lot of them.
I do enjoy this.
I'm just with you, Daddy. You're complete.
You think you are, asshole. Nobody gives about you.
Pull out your bunghole.
That was a good clip.
Any kid that knows bunghole.
None of those words are appropriate for any kids of that age. Somebody put together another video, and we look at them so often, and we go, how did this idea even happen, and who had time to do this? They took screams from movies, and they put them to a Queen song, and now you have the Scream Queen version of Another One Bites the Dust.
Well, we may have that.
We may have too much internet bandwidth.
The video would have been better with goats, though, right?
We all agree, right?
Okay, cool.
Dolce & Gabbana, that's a popular fashion line. They've got some very hunky male models in this video. The first part of the line is them in their regular voice. Then they inhale some helium out of a balloon. And the second part of their pickup line is on helium, but it's not quite as sexy.
Can I follow you home?
Because my parents told me to follow my dreams.
I'm not a photographer.
But I can picture me and you together.
I was really bummed about this video.
Why?
Because I got cut out of it.
Oh, yeah. Dave.
I'm sorry.
I got cut out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when I was in Milan and we did this quick video shoot. And,
I see.
You know,
that must be.
They cut me out. It sucked.
It's funny you should say that because I was really bummed about this video too because I saw models hit on you on helium and I thought it was going to be ladies and it's not. It's all male models. We got two honest trailers for you today on this edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. The first one is: have they done games before? They did one for Pokemon. Is this the first one they've done for a game, Dave?
Well, this is the first one I've ever seen. But apparently the Honest Trailer guys do it with these guys from Smosh who like own the internet and they've been doing them for a while now, and this is the only one that piqued my interest because it's Pokemon.
It's pretty funny.
Yes.
Embark on an epic journey to become a Pokemaster, someone who beats wild animals into submission, traps them inside tiny prison balls, turns them into killing machines, and forces them to repeat the process on their own brothers and sisters. It's really up if you think about it.
And the Honest Trailers guys are back. This time they took on Divergent. Now, the thing about Divergent was when it came out, everybody said, oh, it's just like the Hunger Games, only different, right? That's what we found out. It's just like the Hunger Games, only different.
Enter a world inspired by a woman who read the Hunger Games and said to herself, I can change that slightly and make a ton of money. Journey to an overly complicated future where every teenager's career is determined by a test that places them into one of five factions, each based on a single personality trait, unless they test positive for more than one, which makes them a divergent. But it's different from being factionless, which basically means you're homeless.
They can make any movie, no matter how much you enjoyed it, sound dumb. And finally, our friend Jimmy Kimmel on this edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. He had all of the stars on this weekend's big movie, The Guardians of the Galaxy, on, and they competed in a trivia contest with a 5-year-old Guardians of the Galaxy expert. Where you have
she's
to buzz.
She's a little genius, by the way.
She's a little genius. Yeah, you have to buzz in to try to answer these trivia questions. So she's up against, you know, Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana, and I think in this clip she takes on Bradley Cooper with trivia from the movie.
Bradley, Mia, what technology gave Rocky the ability to speak? Mia.
Cybernetic enhancement.
That is absolutely right.
She destroys the entire cast.
I don't know if she's that smart in the rest of her life, but when it comes to Guardians of the Galaxy, she is a freaking genius. You can see all this video and so much more. Go right now to KevinBean.com or Carrick.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
A high-maintenance porn star?
That's not possible.
How dare you, sir?
What do you guys think? And I know it's crazy to try to guess what's inside Charlie Sheen's mind. What do you think the idea would even cross his mind to get married? Like, how, after what he's been through with his various wives and baby mamas, why would he even put himself in that situation?
I know what exactly is in his mind. Cocaine and vodka.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm guessing.
You don't make the best decisions, maybe. With that
maybe.
I'm cured. I'm done.
James Garner is being honored by Turner Classic Movies over the weekend. They're doing a 24-hour James Garner movie marathon. Actually, I'm sorry. It's Monday. It's Monday.
When's the war one that you guys wanted me to watch?
Americanization of Emily? Or, The Great Escape?
Yeah, Great Escape.
I don't know. They're doing 24 hours, so I'm sure it'll be in there someplace. Some of the films include Grand Prix, Americanization of Emily, Victor Victoria, some of his lesser-known films as well. But they say Great Escape will be in there as well. So look for Turner Classic Movies. See if you can DVR that.
I have that channel.
You do.
I hope Support Your Local Sheriff is one of my favorites.
Films.
One of the funniest movies I ever saw.
And Cypress Hill's getting back together again. How about that?
I love Cypress Hill.
I do, too. Cypress Hill's reunited to work on a new album. Be Real, Send Dog, and producer DJ Muggs
It's not you, is it?
No, it's the good one.
Okay, good.
Whew. They haven't made any new music in more than a decade. I believe it's been that long. Cypress Hill is finishing up a handful of live shows in the U.S., including an appearance at the Gathering of the Juggalos on Saturday. And the Los Angeles edition of Made in America, the festival on August the 30th. And then they're going to get back in the studio and crank out some new songs.
Remember we did that 420 show?
I sure do.
I live in Hermosa Beach. Yep. We had him Be Real in there, and he brought the world's largest joint.
It looked like a comedy prop joint. Like somebody got up the set of a Cheech and Chong movie.
He had to have somebody else light it.
Yes. Who was like a block away.
Right.
To get down there to spark it up.
That was awesome.
That was good times. And there's going to be a Fight Club sequel. Not the...
So soon?
Not the movie.
Oh.
But the book. The 1999 movie starring Brad Pitt and Edward Norton was based on a best-selling novel, which was first published back in 1996. And the author now is writing the sequel as a graphic novel. It's going to come out as a comic book, basically.
Interesting.
Dark Horse Comics will publish it next year in 10 issues. Fight Club 2 will take place when... The narrator of the book is now married to the equally problematic Marla from the, you may remember her from the film, and he has a 9-year-old son now named Junior, and apparently things do not go well with him.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Oh, God.
See, because the first rule of Fight Club, Kevin.
I know, it's to not talk about Fight Club.
Do not talk about Fight Club.
I know.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Filed, by the way.
The lovely, the talented, Charisma Carpenter celebrates her 44th birthday today. We love you, Charisma. She listens to the show from time to time.
Does she?
Yeah. Woody Harrelson's 53. Martin Gore's also 53. Slash is 49. Marlon Wayans is 42. Speaking of the Wayans family, I had a chance to see an early screening of that Let's Be Cops movie.
That looks awesome.
Boy, is that a funny film.
Oh, I'm so great. I'm so glad to hear that.
Very entertaining. Kind of a throwback to those funny buddy movies of the 80s. Really enjoyed it. Really looking forward to that.
Fantastic. When does that come out?
Not till the...
Couple of weeks?
Yeah, later in August. Huh.
That looks great.
Catherine Hahn is 41. Paul Wesley, Stephen from the Vampire Diaries, is 32. And Daniel Radcliffe celebrates his 25th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:09, and I'm going to let Bean introduce our guests.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. Kevin mocks me because he knows, Camille, that I have so much trouble saying your name. No matter how hard I try to do it right, I generally screw it up. So... let me give it a try anyway. Camille Nanjiani is here along with Jonah Ray from The Meltdown, ladies and gentlemen. How did I do?
Nailed it. Thank you. My God. You're just showing up.
We were recording a promotional announcement saying that you guys were going to be here, and it took him like 4 different tries to get your name anywhere near right.
What? And I'm embarrassed by that.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear the other versions. Do you have those?
I've heard them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kumail.
Yeah.
Camille.
Yeah. I
heard them all.
He did all of the above. Yeah, it was not easy for him either. I don't know. I'm usually the one who's
frustrating
stuff up.
For me is that I am a huge fan of yours and follow your work. And, you know, you're one of those guys, I see your name on the thing and I watch it. So it's embarrassing that I have so much trouble saying your name. So I do apologize for that. And thanks to Kevin for pointing it out.
Yeah, no worries.
And happy to Jonah, have we ever had you on the show before, Jonah? I don't know that we have.
No, you haven't. But I've been listening since I moved out to L.A.
Delighted to have you as well. The Meltdown is now a TV show. Is this a dream come true, or is this something you never conceived of when you guys started doing this show those many years ago?
Well, we just started doing the show. We just wanted to do a good live show. We never thought of it going on TV. And honestly, it was Mike Rosenstein, who's one of the producers for Ben Stiller's production company, Red Hour. He was like, we should make this a TV show. My reaction was, why would we do that?
Yeah, we figured that would ruin the show, the idea of just, you know, changing. Because when you think of a stand-up comedy on TV, you think, well, it's like, well, what are we going to do? Like, make a comic book store in a studio, you know, the way they've tried to do that for other old stand-up shows. And then, so it never really occurred to us that that would be a possibility.
Well, a lot of times it doesn't translate well to TV or any other medium. So.
And it really didn't this time either, but watch it anyway.
Yeah, okay, please do.
It's a really bad version of the live show.
That's completely untrue, by the way. That's completely untrue because it just debuted last week on Comedy Central, and it is great. And I guess we should back up a step for folks who aren't familiar with The Meltdown, even though it has been kind of a big thing in Southern California for years now. Tell folks what it's all about.
Well, Jonah and I host this show, and it's in the back of a comic book store. It's about – but you know, it used to be the storage room, but it's a really great comedy space. And over the years, it's become – you know, the kind of place that – well, Jim Gaffigan did the TV show, and Weird Al did the TV show, but we have, like, Louis C.K. drops in. One day, you tell the story of the – with Adam, Clayton.
This was like – you know, it became kind of a place that comics knew they could go and, you know, drop in. And there was one show where you know, our friend Adam Caton Holland, who's a great comic from Denver, was about to go on the stage, and then all of a sudden Daniel Tosh shows up, and he's like, "Hey, do you mind if I drop in?" We're like, "Of course, you're a superstar and you're really funny. Go for it." Or, "Hey, Adam, we got to put Tosh." He's like, "Totally get it. Totally
handsome
get it.
Too." That's what we told Adam.
Handsome
like
too.
He's funnier than you and more handsome.
You got eye candy on stage. That's what it's the important. Comedy's about. Then all of a sudden, you know, Adam's getting ready to go on, and then Louis C.K. comes in. He's like, "Hey, can I get up really quick?" And we're like, "Okay, Adam, sorry. After Tosh, it's going to be Louis, then you."
And he's just funnier than you.
Yeah, he's just the funnier guy.
Just the bottom line.
Yeah, and he has the TV show.
That's rough.
And so, you know, Louis's wrapping up a set. Then Drew Carey walks in.
What the hell?
Like, "Hey, Adam, got bad news."
This is the universe telling Adam, go home.
No, but then this is the craziest part. After those three guys go on stage, Adam goes on stage and then destroys. You know, it doesn't affect the set. He just, you know, like, really brought the game. It was amazing, yeah.
I'm glad you told that story because that wasn't filmed for the TV show. We don't get to see that night, do we?
No. You'll never see probably any of those because we asked Daniel and he, you know, he doesn't like to do other shows on Comedy Central.
Right.
Because he wants people to watch his show. I don't think Louis saves it for his show.
Yeah.
And then Drew Carey is doing, I mean, he works so much doing that show. The Price is Right.
The Price is Right. Hey, speaking of Louis, can we ask you guys this? Because this comes up from time to time on our program, and you guys are friends with Louis and professional comedians as well. What's this dark rabbit hole we're all going down on Louis right now on the TV show?
Wait, what
is intense and depressing?
It's pretty depressing.
And sad.
Yeah.
I love it. Different from. I mean, I do too. Look, it's brilliantly done, but you have been you're expecting one thing when you watch that show, and then every year it just gets darker and darker and darker. Like, where is it going to end up? Is the last episode he's going to commit suicide?
I mean, it's cool that he's doing that. First of all, I'm not friends with Louis. I'd love to be, but he comes does the show. I've never really hung out with the guy, but that is true because I'm
friends with him. Really good buds.
Really good.
Friends with Louis C.K. Close personal friend Louis C.K. Asked me to call him that every time we talk. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Famed comedian Louis C.K. is what he makes Jonah call him. But it's you're right because sometimes I'm watching when I'm eating lunch. I just want to watch a comedy and I start watching like Louis and it's like no, this is more like Game of Thrones.
Yes.
It's got
more
weird.
It just won an Emmy, and I remember thinking, are those people watching the same show I'm winning? I love it.
Yeah.
But it's less and less a comedy.
Yeah, I remember I was like, you know, I only had a little bit of time. I was like, oh, I'll just put on the new episode of Louis, not expecting that it was going to be an entire movie about him as a kid, you know, getting in trouble. And then at the end, it's, you know, to make matters even more depressing, there's a In Memory of Philip Seymour Hoffman. You're like, come on. What are you doing?
Right.
He's trying to make the Dancer of Dark of television shows.
I do feel like good reference, by the way, Jonah. I do feel like it's like we're watching a huge, like, multi-year Andy Kaufman-style skit is what's happening here. And at the end, he's going to be, got you guys, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be at the end of his career. He's just going to be like, people die. Yeah. Good night.
That's it.
That's the thing, it's a comedy, and then Orange is the New Black. I don't know if you watched that show. And that's
great show.
Amazing show, but they also submitted that as a comedy, which is like, I just finished the season. That is not a comedy.
Yeah, I agree.
No.
It's the they get put in weird categories. There's no way that should be in the comedy category.
Yeah, but it does have very funny moments.
Yes.
And it's a, you know, that,
but is it a comedy? No.
Yeah, it's genre-defying.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, Kumail, let me ask you this, because, and I think you tweeted about this recently as well, if you're an Emmy voter and you're looking at Orange is the New Black, or you're looking at a little show called Silicon Valley, who do you pull the lever on?
Well, you got to go with Silicon Valley. I mean, it's a new season. You know, first of all, Orange is the New Black is a great show, but Silicon Valley is a legit comedy.
We're shots fired.
I mean, dude, either we're going to lose to Modern Family or we're going to lose to Orange is the New Black. So
either way.
Either way, we're going to lose. So I would say, I guess I'd rather lose to Orange is the New Black because it's newer and, you know, it's a...
Not a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
Right. So you got that going for you.
Or if we're
going
to lose a comedy category, rather lose to something that's not a comedy.
You did great work on the first season of Silicon Valley, by the way. I'm very, very excited for it. And congratulations on the Emmy nomination.
Oh, thank you. I was just talking to the writers. They have, like, crazy stuff planned for season two. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. We're talking about The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail. It airs, they say Wednesday night on Comedy Central, but technically it's Thursday morning, right? Because it's on
just after
midnight, right?
Yeah.
You're telling me not to be a nerd.
Too late.
When it comes for this kind of information, he's very much a stickler. It's 12:30 a.m.
Right. 12:30 a.m. Wednesday night, Thursday morning. More with our guests in a moment right after this on K-Rock. The show is called The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail. We have Jonah Ray and Kumail Nanjiani in studio with us here on the Kevin Beach. Jonah, I'm sorry we didn't have time to play some Sublime here. We had to drop that.
It's okay. I'm not about to fly in the face of K-Rock and make fun of Sublime on this show.
I have read your scathing indictment on the entire oeuvre of the band Sublime, and I found it very funny.
Thanks.
But my question to you, sir, is what are you going to do about this new band out of Canada called Magic, the new white reggae sensation that has the number one song in America with Rude? What about them?
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about, and I already hate it. How do they spell Magic?
Regular people. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to. They must. They're probably a band that they say that Snow is one of their influences.
Yeah. You need to go look that up after this.
It is so bro rock, though.
You will hate it so much, Jonah.
Do I need to jump in and defend Snow now? Is that what's happening?
You want to get a Licky Boom Boom down?
I'm pro Snow. 12 inches of Snow, great record.
Controversial in 2014 to have that opinion, Kumail, but I applaud your stance of being able to come out and be brave and say it out loud.
Yeah, name another song other than Informer on that album.
Chilling? That's probably one, right?
Okay, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Talking about The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail that airs Wednesday nights on Comedy Central. By the way, I didn't see episode one on TV. Forgive me. I watched it on the website on Comedy Central.
It airs tonight.
Yeah, you know what? I think you saw a preview, Beat. I think it starts tonight.
I thought it was last week. Oh, okay. Then I saw it ahead of time.
No, they showed the first episode online. They leaked it a couple weeks ago.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I had two questions about it. Very funny show. People should definitely check it out tonight. But A, and I've heard that they do this at television tapings. All the people in the front row were hot chicks. Now, do you have an audience wrangler who sets it up that way so that you guys look popular?
No way, man. That's just how it is in comedy these days.
Right.
Wait, are they honestly all hot chicks?
No, there's a lot of dorky dudes.
No. Look again.
There's the one girl that Kumail's talking to, the 20-year-old that he wouldn't stop.
And I believe we're going
to
play some tape of that in a second here. Yeah. But all of her hot friends were with her, too. And I was thinking, the guys are pulling, man. Look at this crowd. And that's what you want me to think.
Honestly, I will say that our show, there are a lot of attractive women that come to the show. So come check out the live show.
Yeah. We all know that chicks love comic book stores. That's one thing we've learned in life. Let's play that the clip we have from tonight's episode, from the premiere episode of The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail. And this is, and I guess it's fair to say you guys host the show, but you do quite a bit of your own comedy up there too, some of it interactive with the audience, right?
Definitely, yeah. We joke around with each other, we tell stories based on a topic, and then we also approach the crowd with those same topics. It's a lot of fun.
All right, check it out.
This is for you guys.
Grabbing your boobs.
Is that the wrong direction?
There's only one direction.
How many One Direction fans are here? And just be honest, this is a safe place. Oh, you're an idiot. I'm joking. Yeah, yeah. Are you a One Direction fan? You are. No, it's okay.
Now, how old are you?
20. 20? That's slightly too old.
Yeah, yeah.
Your voice gets very high, Kumail.
Well, comedy voice.
It was slightly too old.
Yeah.
That's the way you have to deliver that line.
Yeah, right on the edge. And that was Frankie, who I end up sort of talking to for a while.
You talked to her for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and it turns out, you know, she's 20 and Kumail kind of just zeroes in on her and just kind of starts hitting on her as her, you know.
I'm not hitting on her, but I do ask her if she's ever tasted vodka.
That's so true. Yeah.
I don't want to give it away, but a surprise guest walks out on stage on the episode that airs tonight. Is that a regular feature of The Meltdown? Is there people backstage the audience doesn't expect?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it happens a bunch of times throughout the season where, you know, someone that they didn't know was going to be there shows up, and it's always nice to see how surprised they get.
And honestly, this one, we did not expect him to show up. He was just kind of hanging out watching the show. Yeah, we didn't think he was going
to
be there.
He was there to hang out with Nick Offerman, who was on a different taping that night.
Yeah,
let's just say they're friends and they might work together.
Okay.
All right.
Say no more. Can you guys stick around for one more segment, or do you have a very, very busy day and you have to leave right now?
No. We're good.
Yeah, let's stick around. Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, Joan and Camille are here. We'll take a quick break. Don't forget The Meltdown with these guys tonight on Comedy Central. We'll return in a moment on K-Rock. Jonah Ray, Camille Nanjiani in studio with us here on the Kevin Bishop.
But less close than the first time.
Each time it's different is what I love.
That sounded almost Italian, like Camille Nanjiani.
You did sort of have an Italian accent there.
They are, of course, the hosts of The Meltdown with Jonah and that guy. That's going to be tonight on the Comedy Central. Now, you guys are under the Chris Hardwick umbrella, right? The Nerdist umbrella, a little bit?
Not the show.
No?
The venue is Nerd Melt, but the actual show, the TV show, isn't. I mean, Chris has been awesome to us.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing the show there since the beginning. But we were actually there before the theater became Nerd Melt.
I guess.
But obviously, I mean, you know, we Chris did the show, which we were very, very excited to have him.
And Jonah, you've spent thousands of hours with Chris on the Nerdist podcast. Very entertaining.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was weird because we were working on a show called Web Soup, and then we developed a pilot for the Daily 10 at E, which was like a revamping of it.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it looked like it was going to go, and that would have been huge for Chris. Daily show on E, you know. And then it didn't go, and he was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to start a podcast. You want to do it with me? I was like, what's a podcast? and then, now, over 500 episodes later, ugh.
It's funny for how many people, you were just on Marin's TV show this week, too. It's funny for how many people the podcast just changed their life. Corolla is another one. You know, it's a career now. It's a thing that you do.
Yeah, I went to Corolla's. I did Allison Rosen's podcasters on Corolla Network, and I went to their studio. Dude's got, you know, four Lamborghinis just sitting in a podcast studio. That doesn't make sense.
He's doing fine.
Yeah.
Now, are you both going to be at Comic-Con this week?
I am unfortunately the Montreal Just for Laughs festival is the same weekend. So
that sucks.
It genuinely does suck because I love going to Comic Con. And what happened was I was like, my line is I'm not going to buy toys. I'm a grown man. I'm in my 30s. I'm married. Not going to buy toys. And 2 years ago, I was like, but it's Batman. It's just Batman.
Of course.
That's like Jesus. You know, he's been around forever. So I was like, I'll just buy a Batman. And then I totally crossed that line. So now I just go and buy a bunch of toys.
Just
and
all kinds of stuff?
Yeah.
Even stuff you don't want because you think it might be cool?
Stuff that I want.
So do you buy stuff that you don't want? You get in a spending spree and you just end up going, why didn't I purchase
it? What's kind of collector mentality?
Yeah. I always get stuff that I think would have some significance to me. But I did buy a Ninja Turtle that I had when I was a little kid.
Right.
And I look at that and I'm like, what am I doing?
I should have given that up a long time ago.
But the
movie's coming out now.
I know, but I don't like the movie that they have the nostrils. That looks weird to me.
Their shells are too big, too.
I'm okay with their shells being big. But
you guys might be a little too picky about that movie.
That's a movie I probably
won't
see.
The nostrils are right. Yes.
I'm going opening night. I'm going to go Thursday night.
Oh, are you?
I can't wait to go see this movie.
Oh, man.
Jonah, let's talk about what you're going to be doing at Comic-Con because this is very exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm going to be drinking. I'm really looking forward to it. It's what I do every year.
And
I'll be moderating a one-on-one panel with Weird Al Yankovic. The number one man in the charts right now.
Yes. Yeah. Congratulations to our friend Weird Al. His Mandatory Fun is the number one best-selling album in America. The first time that's ever happened to him in his career. And you've known Al for a long time. You worked on previous projects with him as well, right?
Yeah. The first time I met him actually was when I was working at Amoeba Records, and I saw him, and he was selling some CDs, and I ran up to him and just diarrhea
gushed, like we do.
Yeah.
Wait, Weird Al was selling CDs? Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, like
you were selling CDs.
No. You can sell used music to the record store.
So Weird Al wasn't selling his own music. He was selling other people's music?
Yeah. Yeah, like he was getting rid of some of his records.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought,
making room.
Like Camille, that you were talking about him selling his own stuff.
No.
Hey,
no,
everybody, I got an album.
He's real grassroots.
Dude, was it awesome? Did you see, like, CDs that he'd, like, parodied? We're like, oh, my God, this is where I'm Fat came from. This is the one he was listening to.
Yeah. But, I got to work with him. I wrote a sketch and directed a sketch when we were working on Web Soup on G4, and that was really cool. And then, you know, then I got to be in his the trailer that Eric Appel made called Weird with Aaron Paul as Weird Al Yankovic. I got to be in the band. And now that plays at his concerts.
Oh, it does?
Right. That's the one with Patton Oswalt as Dr. Demento, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, and so it's that was probably – I saw Weird Al in Orange County Fair, and then they showed that trailer, and I started to cry. I was just this grown man.
Because you're part
wife.
Of the show now.
Yeah, that's insane to me that I'm in that show and that I get to, you know consider him a friend. Like,
Bean claims, and you guys might agree with this, that Weird Al is the best human being that's ever lived.
I totally tweeted that last week, I think.
Best human being that ever lived.
There's a good chance that he's the best guy because he's so nice. I remember I met him and I was obviously starstruck, and then I ran into him a year later and I was like, hey, I'm Kumail. And he was like, oh, you don't remember meeting me? We've met before. And I was like,
what?
You don't understand. Yeah. I assume you didn't remember me. Everyone remembers meeting you.
Right.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But incredible. That's incredible.
Well, Jonah, he remembered a year later.
Yeah, for
I
no
know
reason.
we have to move on from Al, but when we had him in here this week, we were talking, or I guess it was last week now,
we were talking about what he's doing at Comic-Con, and it seemed like it had something to do with the 25th anniversary of the UHF movie. Is that going to be something that's going to be discussed when you guys get together?
Yeah, I believe there's going to be something involved with what we're doing down there. UHF I find to be one of the best comedies. As if SCTV became a movie. That's what UHF is to me. And it's 25th anniversary, and it's really
that's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome. This is a great time for comedy, isn't it? You have so many funny friends who all seem to be doing well, it seems like. I mean,
it's
I'm amazed.
It's a great time. And you know what's cool is that all of us get to do so many different kinds of things. So you get to, like, do comedy shows. You get to, like, act and stuff. Yeah. You get to do podcasts. It's just so many different things to do, and it's kind of cool. So many of your friends have, like, these awesome shows that I love to watch.
It looks to me, and I'm not on the inside, so maybe you guys can answer this, but it looks to me like most comedians get along, root for each other. There's no cutthroat. There's no...
No, it's not like that.
Keep other people down.
Yeah.
I mean, get tiring, you know, just being always against and combative. Everyone is on the inside, but, you know, why do that outwardly?
Yeah.
It's just going to ruin your time, you know?
So you feel that way. You just don't put it out.
Yeah.
Right. Outside, Weird Al is the nicest guy in the world.
I see.
Inside,
no one likes my parody of...
I must defeat him.
All right. Well, listen, we're almost out of time. The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail airs tonight on Comedy Central. Now,
at 12:30 in the morning, by the way.
How many episodes have you shot, first of all?
Eight
episodes.
Okay, so
each
that's
one better than the one before.
But the show is still going on as a live thing at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, we're doing it tonight. It's a Meltdown Comics on Sunset near Gardner, near that Guitar Center, which I heard is having a sale soon. And
that's different for them.
Yeah. But yeah, we're there every Wednesday, and it's an amazing.
And how do people
get
tickets for that to see it in person?
You go to, I think it's nerdmeltla.com. Just Google Meltdown tickets, and it'll show up. Google Google.
You can bing it if you want to. I prefer you bing it.
I think people understand Google.
Yeah. Okay.
And how to get there. And
You can bing it if you don't want to find it.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
And attractive young women, Kumail, will put you in the front row, so you can count on that. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on the show. We'll see you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
What's up with Florida is the question on my mind. We will tackle that one right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. In the meantime, Ralph had an early meeting, so he had to leave a bit early. But filling in for the Showbiz Beat this hour is our good friend, DJ Omar Khan. Hi, Omar.
Good friend, really?
Yeah, all right.
Friend.
I consider Omar a friend.
Yeah,
are we
let's
not
go
friends?
With acquaintance. You just said I couldn't do any cocaine before the Showbiz Beat.
That's
not a friend.
Well, you don't need more energy in your presentation. That's all we were saying.
Okay, fine. Ray J's in the news.
No,
he's
give us
been
more
accused.
Than that.
Okay. So Ray J's in the news. He's been accused of grabbing a woman's boob.
This is the guy that made the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
That's the only thing he's known for. I guess he had some sort of musical career. He had, like, a hit.
that no one cared about. Yeah.
And his big sister is Brandy, so he's in that family.
So he's just bad. Okay, but he was at a club in May in Beverly Hills, and he was spotted grabbing some chick's boob. So there's a whole...
Just a girl that he wasn't even...
Everything is under investigation, but he grabbed his chick's boob. There was a big altercation, and he got kicked out. The Beverly Hills PD was called in.
Girls tend not to like that.
Yeah. And
if they're uptight.
So he was seen kicking a police car window out and spitting on a police officer.
That doesn't make those charges go away.
Wow.
I'll tell you that, Ray J.
No. He's being charged with four misdemeanors, including assault and battery and sexual battery. So no bueno for Rar. Yeah. What's that?
How are any of those misdemeanors?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. So everything is under investigation. One witness is saying that he walked into the club, whacked out on something, and to get into the club, he pushed an 8-year-old out of the way.
Nice.
Well, what's that 8-year-old doing?
I guess.
And, you know, the 8-year-old should be at home.
The 8-year-old wanted to get his party on. Yeah. Stupid Ray J.
At any point, is he lying on the floor holding a piece of pizza?
How dare you? I was sitting
up. He didn't
up.
Party that hard.
I was sitting.
Nobody parties that hard.
How dare you?
Justin Bieber continues to be a gigantic ass. He was at Disneyland over the weekend, and he was in a wheelchair.
He was in a wheelchair.
He was in a wheelchair.
Because he didn't want to walk from one ride to the next?
That's what my guess
and
is.
You get access to the front of the line as well.
Yeah.
But everybody knows that he's not crippled.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
are you kidding me, Omar?
No. You go to TMZ.com, they have pictures.
All right, let me just bring up, and I'm certainly not a Justin Bieber defender. I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 19, you would have done that.
But he's Justin Biebs.
I did that.
Right. You know what?
No, you didn't.
I did when I was really young.
Okay, you're dumb. That's fine. And you want to get away with stuff. You don't want to wait in line.
I'm just being a dick.
But Disneyland, they have the super VIP celebrity packages that you could pay money, and they will do that for you.
Yeah, that's true.
So he could afford it. He was just being a dick.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right.
Who did you go to Disneyland with in a wheelchair, Kevin?
I don't know, friends.
And what, you made them push you around?
Yeah, of course.
That's pretty sweet.
Because
why
I got
you
them
and not them?
It didn't matter.
It takes turns.
Oh, because they got in front of the line, too. Because they were with you.
Because they're with me.
Yeah, it's like the wheelchair and 8 people you could take with you or something like that, yeah.
That is unbelievable.
I'm not proud of it, but that's not unbelievable for me, though, Bean.
That's true.
Come on. I was a little dick. Back to you.
The Rock's in the news. He's doing all this promotion for Hercules, and I just found out that TMZ.com has a beer mug working for them.
What?
Oh, really?
He has a beer mug. Yeah, they
Somebody who has no business asking celebrities questions?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Check out the question.
Wait, how much are you squatting right now, and how much are you benching?
Squat?
Yeah.
Wait, in high school, listen.
What
do you bench? Did he say how much are you squatting and how much are you benching?
Yeah.
That was the question?
Yeah, exactly. And he's doing press about Hercules. How much you squat, how much you bench? Can't you picture Beer Mug doing the exact same thing?
No, I think he wouldn't be able to get that out. But
no.
He would have gotten about a 15-minute rant about lifting weights.
Yeah, exactly. Lauryn Hill, I know you probably haven't heard that name in a long time. She had this big hit in the late 90s. Here's a little clip. Legendary diva, and she only had like one hit. Like that was
with the Fugees, and then she had her solo album, and then she went crazy.
She was very talented, I thought.
Absolutely,
very talented,
great voice, and then went diva,
but crazy.
Exactly. So she had a concert last week in Chicago, and she was supposed to play at 10:30 p.m. She didn't go on stage till like 11:45, super late.
Right.
Fans were all pissed. She goes on stage, and she just was sucking really bad. So a fan flips her off.
Right.
And this is what happens.
Excuse me, there's a gentleman over there who just did something I don't like. Can you please escort him out and refund his money?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I don't play that. I don't need to win you over. You don't need to win me over. You know, I do this because I love it, not because I owe you anything. You understand that?
Yeah.
So were they booing her, or were they booing the kid in front of
They were Lauryn Hill fans, so they were booing the kid.
Yeah.
But the person who posted the video reported to TMZ that two songs later they left, and they saw a huge line of people asking for refunds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
by the way, you do owe your audience something if they've paid money to come see you do a concert.
Absolutely. You got to be professional. You got to be on point. You got to be on time. You're paying to see a show,
you would expect all the above. Some concerts start a little late, but not an hour and a half or whatever that was.
Totally. Britney Spears wants you to wear her underwear.
Nope.
I thought you'd say yes, Kevin.
It's got to smell like mayonnaise and Cheetos, right? No, but she announced
that's
more
today, a bean thing than me.
Yeah, but she announced today that she's actually going to launch a lingerie line. Sometime in September, it's going to come to Europe first, and then it's going to be released here in the United States. For a preview, if you're interested, I don't know who would be, you could go to IntimateBritneySpears.com. Does anybody think she's hot anymore?
People make a fortune off this stuff.
They
but Britney
do,
Spears
but,
is like,
but just I agree with
look
Omar.
Look at Jessica Simpson. She got all fat and everything, and her clothes were still just people still bought her clothes.
Yeah,
shelf.
Yeah. I guess if she has a really good design,
I think it's
right?
The amount of money that you can make is unreal if it's successful. Like $100 million. Unreal. That's a crazy
I got to start my own lingerie line.
I'm not sure that
you
would.
Yeah, that'll smell good.
It's all poop. It all smells like poop.
Oh, no.
All right, the last story I have is Tim McGraw. Have you seen this video of Tim McGraw? He was at a concert in Atlanta last week.
Country singer,
and,
nope.
Yeah, exactly. And so he wears these jeans that are torn.
Okay.
And he has this runway stage area where there's fans on both sides of him. Okay. So
right.
He's doing some song during the encore. And this fan grabs his jeans, you know, like grabbing, gonna tear him, and he swats her in the head.
Just
bam! Yeah, like, get off of me, bam! And
I mean, she was, I think, going for his junk, though, wasn't she, oh?
I saw the video. It just looked like the lower leg. I don't know if she was going for the junk, but it looked like just the lower leg. So then his representative said that Tim McGraw was just, you know, upset that he didn't want his jeans torn.
Really?
Okay, yeah, that's why he swatted her so bad.
That's what his representative said?
Right.
He hit her in the head because he didn't want his jeans torn that were already torn?
That's exactly what he said, right? So Tim McGraw goes on E.T., and this is what he says.
Sometimes things can lose context and perspective. I reacted in an instinctive, defensive way from my perspective of what was going on. It was an unfortunate situation, I think, all the way around. It happened. It happened in a split second. It was a pure instinctive reaction. You know, I think it's just got to move on. You know, it's just one of those things that happens, and, you know, nobody feels good about it, but it's nothing that can be done about it.
Listen, ass, if somebody just grabbing at your torn jeans or whatever, just say sorry.
Say sorry.
You apologize to a fan.
Instinctive, whatever.
It was instinctive.
Yes, sorry.
And it was a second, but I'm sorry I hit her.
You say sorry,
that's
you hit
all.
Her. Don't say, oh, it
he
happened.
Out of his way to not say
not say sorry.
Sorry.
What a dick.
Hey, there's nothing you can do, he says.
No one felt good about it.
Well, yeah, and by the way, if you get torn jeans, you're a millionaire, dude. You have millions of dollars. If you get a torn jean that are already torn, who cares?
I don't think that, but I buy the instinctive reaction.
Of course.
But why does he say,
just
no
say
one's
sorry.
Happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ass.
Can't be helped.
So angry.
DJ
today.
Omar Khan.
Sorry. I gotta go smoke some weed. It's all that cocaine.
You need to come down a bit.
Yeah, so celebrity birthdays. Actor Woody Harrelson is 53. Depeche Mode, one of my favorite bands. The guitarist for the band, Martin Gore, is 53. Guitarist for Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver and a couple of other things I can't think of right now. Slash is 49. Actress Charisma Carpenter is 44. Actor Marlon Wayans is 42. Actress Catherine Hall. Oh, no. Catherine Hahn, sorry. 41. And Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe is 25. That's the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
As you know, this is the K-Rock Summer Sticker Time. You can get it at all Southern California Hot Topic locations. Put it on the back of your car. Enter to win a 2014 Dodge Challenger. Trip to see the Black Keys anywhere in North America, plus a $500 Hot Topic gift card. You can go to any Hot Topic and pick up that sticker. But you also might win some free tickets if you go to a particular one today with our man Beer Mug. Now, Mugs, every day this week and last, you've been presenting in a different musical style your location. What do you got for us today?
Well, Everybody's been demanding reggae, so that's what we're going to do for
And by everybody, you mean we made that decision yesterday.
Yes, yes.
All right, reggae now, as Beer Mug tells you where he's going to be today with the stickers.
Bro, listen up, proper line. Here we go, 2-2-4-3. Galleria, Tyler, and Riverside. From 1-2-3, Hot Topic, if you want the Black Keys. Arcade Fire, bro. Faster the People and more. Give it up now.
All right. Thank you, Native Wagon. And for those who don't translate Beer Mug, 1-3 this afternoon at the Hot Topic in Riverside at the Galleria at Tyler. Mugs will have all sorts of great tickets and K-Rock prizes. You can get more details for that and enter to win at krock.com. All right, Ralph had to leave early today. Lisa May filling in for our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Well, I have mixed feelings about this first story.
Okay.
You know, when you get married, I remember when I said, how do you know? And people always say, you'll just know when you meet the right person. So we've had stories of people who met somebody and boom, got married like 2 months later. Bean, how long were you and Donna together
before
you got married?
1 hour.
Five months.
5 months.
5 months. And they're still together, sort of.
Sort of.
So it can happen. It can work. So Nyla Rivera, who's a very hot cheerleader from Glee.
Right.
She was engaged to Big Sean. He's a rapper, right?
And they dated for a long time, if I recall correctly.
A little over a year. And
that's all. Okay.
He broke it up.
Okay.
It wasn't her decision. Apparently, he ended it. But 3 months later, she got married. Which is really fast.
3 months later, she got married.
Wait, so she's engaged to this dude and then breaks up and then gets married to someone else 3 months later?
Yes. Right?
He broke up with her.
Right.
Wow.
And then she got married. She married Ryan Dorsey. I don't know. He's an actor. They got married on July 19th in Cabo. And, but they had been friends before.
Oh.
So maybe, you know, maybe it was one of those, like, Harry Met Sally things where he came over and comforted her broken heart.
Sure.
And then,
she needed a shoulder to cry on.
and then
she looked up and she thought, hey, wait a minute. What about him?
He's pretty good.
They do say the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else.
That's right.
So maybe that was her
plan. Maybe this will work.
Guess we don't know. I guess we have to revisit this when they divorce in 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably true. So we're playing the game, Where's Casey?
Where's Casey Kasem?
Right. Ralph told us yesterday that they don't know where the body is.
Right. That's weird. Anytime a body goes missing.
Yeah.
Like, especially of a famous person.
You got to keep it on ice, at least.
You would think.
So there's some news about this. According to CNN, and they haven't verified this, but they were told by the Tacoma Gaffney Funeral Home that Jean Kasem, his wife, instructed them to send the body to Montreal. And that it was sent, Monty Hall, it was sent the day before this cease and desist letter arrived that Casey Kasem's daughter had gotten from the court saying, don't move the body.
You can't move him.
Yeah. But they haven't verified it. But the funeral director said that he knows for a fact that Casey went to the airport. He oversaw the details, and he tracked its arrival to Montreal.
Is he in the lost luggage section of the Montreal airport?
I don't know.
What's weird about this story, I think, Lisa, maybe you know more about this than I do, is there doesn't appear to be any connection with the family to Montreal.
Not that anybody knows.
What the hell?
No.
So why send the body out of the country? Is it to avoid
the court order?
A court order, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Exactly. Why not just bury it?
Don't know. It's still so twisted. And by the way, the case is still open against Jean for abuse, elder abuse.
Oh, really? Because she wasn't giving him the help he needed and all that stuff?
Yeah.
What an effed up story this is.
And it's still, the fact that it's still going on is so sad.
The fact that he's still on one of those baggage claim things
going around
in circles.
And around.
Just waiting for somebody to claim him.
Anyone? Anyone?
We heard earlier that, in fact, we were talking about it, that President Obama was rumored that he was going to be on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. That was on TMZ, and Jimmy denied it.
Yeah. And then TMZ said that it absolutely was planned. They'd actually gone as far as requesting Social Security numbers from everyone on Jimmy Kimmel's staff.
Well, that's probably where it went south.
And then they canceled it.
Did they?
Well, they did, but I don't think that's why. What TMZ is saying is that, and this was Tuesday afternoon, they canceled it, that President Obama decided that with two major crises going on, that maybe going on a comedy show wasn't politically the best move.
Buddy's got plenty of time for fundraising.
Well.
Sure, there's that.
Yeah, got to do that.
I have to guess, Kevin's right, when it got to the background checks, something that Cousin Sal did time is probably what kept the president
away.
You
could name 10 people that work on Jimmy's show that could have thrown a wrench in this deal.
You could probably Jimmy.
Probably Jimmy himself, yeah.
Comic-Con, of course, you guys are heading out today,
right?
That's right.
Broadcasting tomorrow and Friday from there.
So to celebrate, Fandango surveyed more than 1,000 moviegoers on the most anticipated movies at the convention this year.
It's got to be Star Wars.
That's not in there.
Oh, maybe because it's too far away.
Yeah, I think so. I think these are the ones where they're going to show trailers for them.
Okay.
So Avengers Age of Ultron was number one.
Sure.
Batman.
No surprise there.
Versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Sure.
The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. That kind of surprises me.
Hmm.
We were just talking about that earlier, and I don't know who cares anymore. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. And Mad Max Fury Road, which I have to say looks really good.
I haven't seen the trailer for that yet.
It looks kind of awesome.
All right.
All right.
That's Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Say no more. I'm in.
Okay. Here's some great breaking Hollywood news, movie news. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Johnny Depp. He's going to be Captain Jack Sparrow again, and they have a release date.
All right.
July 7th, 2017.
Yay!
Wait.
2017.
So at a year from now, we have 2015.
Right.
And then 16.
There's 16.
And then 17.
But here's the best news of all. Pirates 5, so far, has that weekend to themselves.
See? That's why you got to plan early.
Pretty smart.
Beat the competition. I was surprised. You know, I know these movies made money. The last movie, the fourth movie in the series, made over $1 billion worldwide.
Did it really?
This is one of the biggest franchises in history. I mean, creatively, how do you guys – I haven't seen any of them. How do you guys think they've been?
I think they've been fine. I think they're what you expect.
The first was really good. Yes. The second wasn't as good.
Right. Agreed.
The third I didn't bother with.
I saw the third, and it was one of those movies, and it was what you expect, I think.
What's your – I mean, you liked
it enough. Exceed your expectations.
But you will go back to another one, Kevin.
Yes, probably, yeah.
How about in July of 2017? Are you cool?
Oh, I'm clear then.
Okay, good.
I don't have anything on my schedule, so
you got time.
I put that in my calendar.
Well, the good news is that they say they delayed some work on this in order to work on the script a little more.
Ah.
So maybe they
they're going to have a script on this one? Oh,
yeah.
That'll help.
Yeah, I think that'll be good news. Celebrity birthdays. Woody Harrelson is 53. Depeche Mode guitarist Martin Gore is 53. Guitarist Slash is 49. Charisma Carpenter, we love her. She's 44. Marlon Wayans, the actor, is 42. And Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter is 25. And that is the Showbiz Beat.
I didn't know his last name ended with a T, but I enjoy that.
Radcliffe. That's my guy.
We're going to talk to him on Friday.
You're thinking of the Harry Potter guy? That's not who Lisa's talking
about. No, different
guy. We're also going to talk to Chris Martin from Coldplay on Friday. We're going to talk to Zachary Levi on Friday.
Very cool.
Because we're broadcasting from San Diego. Tomorrow morning we have Tenacious D. We have Robert Kirkman, creator of Walking Dead. It's kind of become a thing that he's a guy we talk to every year. We have Dr. Drew. We have Michael Snyder. And I don't know if you've seen this yet, but Jimmy Kimmel was on Snoop Dogg's show.
I haven't seen it, but I want to hear it.
It is awesome. So we got some highlights of that coming up as well. Tomorrow, as we broadcast live from Comic-Con, we will be at the Hard Rock Cafe. We'll see you then.